listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Speaking, it's Thursday, March 26th, year of our Lord 2020. My vision is 2020, thanks to corrective lenses now, as I'm getting older and more frail and the cataracts are forming. And no, it's not because of 5G either. It's just because that's what happens when you get old. But I'm here. I'm in the Corona apocalypse. I still think we need a good name, original simulant from centralized Florida. We need a good name for this Corona thing, because I like COVID because it has a scientific idea. COVID-19, bringing in 9 and 11, 1 and 9 together. But we still need a good marketing name for Corona. Coronavirus Hoax 2020. That's a real mouthful. I've been using it for a while, though. What do you say?
I've been trying to think of one, too, and I it's tough because, yeah, it's wordy. Corona, like fake vi, Corona fake. I've been trying to put it together. I'm sure it'll come out somewhere, but.
Yeah, I mean, all good things, all good events or products or services, you need memorable slogans. Sloganeering is so important in propaganda. You need good slogans. I think they need a good slogan for social distancing. I like the word. It has a scientific feel to it. Social distancing. Nobody really, right off the top, you don't really know what it means. The average person does not know what it means. I think it's a little more sophisticated than get the fuck out of my way or get the fuck away. That's kind of crude, but it's very effective, is it not? Get the 6 feet the fuck away. You know, can we work that in somehow? Something like that.
Well, yeah. Social distancing. It's all very scientific, you know. It's like, what was the other one? Shelter in home or something? Is it that?
We're
that
not
one?
Using that in Canada. We're not using shelter in place. We're not using cower in place.
Shelter in place. It's interesting. Ones. Shelter in place a? Isn't that the school shooting term too? You
know what they tell those people? That, yes, shelter in place.
Then they have
under your desk. Get in the corner. So if the guy is actually a shooter.
Yeah.
You would have a good chance of hitting it if you all get in the same corner of the classroom. What great advice. Stupid if I ever heard it. You know, unbelievable, the stupidity, the illogic. Listen, I made my annual pilgrimage early this year to the House
Mecca?
Of Mouth. Oh. Yeah, to Mecca, to the House of Mouth, Disney World.
You went to Florida? Disney in Florida? Or California? Oh, maybe you don't want to, but I'd love to come meet you down there. Maybe now I see why you didn't. I see.
I usually don't advertise when I'm down there, but I would meet you, of course, Russ. But I'm with my family, and we went early this year. I don't like to go in January because it can be really cold. But on the other hand, my wife doesn't like the heat, so she doesn't mind if she wears a parka walking around the Magic Kingdom. So it's not a problem. But for going in the pool, it's the problem, I guess. But I usually like to swim a little bit when I'm down at the resort. We always stay on the property.
So do we. So yeah. We live in Orlando and we stay on the property. Yeah. Did you stay in not always, I'm sorry, but when we go on big trips, yeah, for sure. The resorts, what are they called? Like Art of Animation, sports one.
Yeah, we stayed in, we couldn't get our first choice. See, we always stay the cheapest part. Art of Music. Now you're making my brain cramp here. We stayed at the 60s, which is in the...
Was it that one? Pop Century?
It's one. Yeah, that's where we were. Pop Century.
Yeah,
that's
no I stayed longer, that one.
The All-Star is where we try and stay. It's the cheapest, but we couldn't get in this year. They at Disney, well, at least until Corona time, they were... I think their president of Disney World basically said, we don't want any more low season. January is usually when we go, and we usually just have the run of the park. this year it was like peak season. It was incredibly busy. We've never seen a January like that, although we haven't been on a January in years. We usually go in February when it's mid-season, they call it. Anyway, it was packed. It was as bad, or for their sake, good as ever. It was very busy in January. It's wall-to-wall people.
Early January? Really early January? Is that when
third
you
week. No, we went in the third week.
Okay.
Third week. Yeah, I think right after New Year's, you probably could have a good week of nobody.
Well,
there.
They have that Christmas thing going on now. Now they've extended this Christmas gimmick for like a month. So I wondered if you were into
that. Would that go into January?
It might go into like the first week of it. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they have to clean it up. But my point is, how the hell could you practice social distancing in Disney World? It's not possible.
The park's closed.
Well, no, but if it was open, how the hell could they possibly do it? It's not possible. I mean, the only way you could do social distancing is if no one was in the park. Because Magic Kingdom, the oldest, the most popular park there, is quite small, relatively speaking. There's just no way. If social distancing becomes the norm, the new normal, then Disney World is done. It cannot open. There's no way. Every lineup, because that's all you do. It's the theme park of lineups. All you do is line up like cattle every day. It's interminable line. And unless the best invention ever to help ameliorate the boredom of the lineup is a smartphone. I'll be honest. I'm researching in line. You know, my wife usually gets mad saying, why are you doing that? Come on, talk to me. I said, what is there to talk about? We're in a line for an hour to get on a 3-minute ride. I'm doing my research. You know, and they gave free Wi-Fi about 5 years ago as well. Because I used to pay for a lot of data when I was down there, but now it's free Wi-Fi. But anyway, that's my comment on Disney World.
I'm sure you had to do your, what do you think about the fingerprint scan at Disney?
Well, they've always had the fingerprint scan where they take the fingerprint and tie it to your
ID.
Admission.
Which is tied to your ID.
Scan. Yes. It works about half the time. It's kind of embarrassing when you're... We used to have the light turn red when it couldn't read it, but I think red upset people. And I noticed in the last few years it turned blue if it can't read.
Yeah.
That was definitely a marketing technique right there.
Yeah, my son's doesn't work, you know, either. Whereas we're entering the camps, you know, I'm like his always backfires too. So.
Well, it works most of the time. It does work. Is it actually reading the fingerprint? That's hard to say. Is it going to the cloud? That's also hard to say. We don't know in Disney World what's theater and what's reality. You just don't know. Disney World is the ultimate fantasy, not real, not realistic. It's fantastic because my wife is one of those Disney people. They do exist all around the world. They make the pilgrimage like going
everybody
to the
that works there. Everybody that works there is from somewhere else. Not everybody, but the people at the parks, a lot of them are from other places. You know, they come there to do it. They're not drafted. People love it. You know, they love it.
I agree. And they all wear badges where they're from. That's their name, their first name, and then where they're from.
If they're a Jew, they have the Star of David.
Thank
God.
But I'll tell you what, the weirder the world gets, when I go to Disney, the more normal Disney seems.
Yes, Disney.
You know, compared to the outside world. It's just
absolutely.
Isn't Disney World a city state also?
I was about to bring that up. So. Like they have their own
constitution. Governing or something, right? What is it?
Disney World owns it's like its own entity inside of like Orlando. It's like it's not bounded by Orlando. It's like
what county is it in?
I think it's Orange County. I think
okay. Well, the Orange County Police Sheriff is there everywhere all the time. He's always got a car parked in front of every theme park, one or two. Yeah, they don't patrol
on the entrance.
They're always there. They have their own police force. Disney has its own police force.
Their own medical thing too. If there's an emergency, you don't call 911. It's funny. They're like, don't call 911.
Oh, really? I never heard that.
Yeah, you have to call their in-house, like,
security. You call Mickey 311. Well, 311.
What else would I do? what I call, like, I'm on Small World. Get here quick, you know what I mean?
Okay, so
I'm on boat 5 near Japan in Small World, and I'm drowning.
And I'm coughing, and I have a fever, and I think I have coronavirus.
Yeah, so I pulled this up off Wikipedia. Reddy Creek Improvement District is the immediate governing jurisdiction for the land of the Walt Disney World Resorts. As of the late 90s, it's 38 square miles, and the RCID includes the cities of Bay Lake, Lake Buena Vista, and unincorporated RCID land. The governance, it's just a board of supervisor of governors. The member, let's see.
It has its own, like, telecom utility. It's call structure. If you call out of there, it goes through, like, their house calling first. It's just very odd, like,
Well, the story of the construction of Disney World is fascinating. It all had to be on the down low. They didn't want publicity because I think they were using extraordinary measures to grab the land, because I don't know who owned the land, but the measures they used, just in the guise of, with the cover story, well, we don't want anyone to know we're building this super park. I think they used extraordinary measures to seize the land. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember how they got it.
It was, you can bet, like, the old phrase, there's always a great crime behind a great fortune. Well, to assemble that package of land, even in swampland, is no easy task to do it quietly. There's just no way. Because obviously we're supposed to live in this public world where everything is public, everything's above board, but in reality, it's very inefficient to do it that way.
Hi, everyone.
The more bureaucracy
look
involved.
Who barged in. Hello, Ashika.
Hello. I'm gonna just mirror. I won't talk that much, just because I want to mirror that video that you recommended I watch. She seems genuine. Lady.
I was asking for your female Spidey sensibilities because I want to see if she was a liar. Because someone told me she's controlled opposition because of her last name. But I couldn't see it.
All right. Yeah, well, I'm just going to start it again so I can get a full mirror of it. But I'll let you know in an hour. It's like 1 hour 44.
By the way, she was interviewed. Okay, let's start at the beginning. I'm talking about a woman who is speaking out again, because we were talking about Disney World, and you brought up this, which is fine. But we can go right from Disney World to small town Ontario, Canada, where a woman runs an apothecary. I can't even say it because it's a strange word. She runs some kind of natural medicine store, which I think is a apothecary. Anyway, it's called the Yummy Mummy, and she's speaking out saying viruses are fake, COVID is fake. And she was immediately pilloried by another girl I used to drool over that worked for our version of MTV in Canada called Erica M. She runs a blog called Yummy Mummy something. So she's all pissy that this woman has taken her name, and she's trying to go after her, saying, I don't want anything to do with this anti-vaxxer. Well, she's not necessarily an anti-vaxxer, but anyway, she went after her because Erica M., this MTV princess, she's still holding out. She's on my age, 50. But she got mad, and then they sent the news after this woman. And the news, this girl up in small town Ontario, she's smart. She went and she videoed the whole interview with her own phone because she did not want to be misrepresented and out of context. Anyway, the guy came in. He didn't stay long to report. He was a freelance reporter, a contractor. He didn't stay very long, according to this video. And I have not seen any evidence on the mainstream media news site that they used the footage. I think they're going to leave her alone because I think she is real, and they don't want what she has to say, which is what we have to say, out there. So they could not demonize her, I'm guessing, because she's not on. She didn't get used on the news as of yesterday.
Yeah, that's well, like when I. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you for giving the background. Yeah. So when I looked her up on YouTube, like it was just buried, like I couldn't see it on the first page, and so I had to use the filter thing and say, you know, posted this week, and then her videos came up. But I was just gonna say on the purchasing of land for Disneyland, I was watching
Disney
it was
World,
probably
Disney
oh
Land
sorry
in California.
Yeah, I've been to that one in Anaheim. I think I think it was like one of Amazing Polly's videos, and she went through like with Epstein and who used to own Zorro Ranch and
California or Florida, because they're two different places.
Oh no, I'm talking about like Jeffrey Epstein. He had like Zorro Ranch, and
I never heard of it. I know Jeffrey Epstein, but I never heard of the ranch.
Yeah. So that was he had lots of property and stuff, and the people that he bought it from, and then it was sold to and stuff. Like they're all connected, and there's some sort of Disney World purchase property, involved in all that.
Okay. Well, I don't know who the hell Epstein is.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
All right. My story.
Yeah, I've actually come across in my work similar situations like the Disney World Improvement District. Here in Illinois, we have some of those. They call them like census districts, where they're not technically part of a city, and they manage their own water, but they still have the state police run the place, and they have their own security separate. So it's not exactly its own governing, like I said, but it is just a separate thing, probably just something to do with a corporation of some sort. I don't know, just so they can kind of manage their own shit a little bit better and keep it all in house.
Yeah, I'm going to be off for a few minutes. You guys talk, please, amongst yourselves.
It also has to do with not having to like report accidents or injuries or anything like that. That stuff doesn't have to be made public. It avoids a lot of scrutiny. That is for sure.
Yeah. So, to touch on the lady that they were discussing, I did kind of deep dive her the other day when I saw somebody accused her of being a controlled opposition. So I'm like, oh, I want to see what what stands out. What are the red herrings on this woman? And
pronouns. What? Who? What was her name?
Oh, Yummy Mummy, whatever her name is.
Oh, okay.
That lady. This Toronto. I think he said she was this Canadian lady. But she's like, she's like a healer, holistic kind of whatever. But she got a lot of good information. And I watched one video specifically she goes off and talks about like how she learned about, international banking and bloodlines and all this stuff first. And like she touched on that. So she's like, I think if she is legitimate, she's just like one of those people that is probably being more productive by like finding out this information about what might be going on in the world and how can I actually help people. Cause she has a lot of good information that I've, all but verified to myself through my like medical research and, research into health and stuff. That doesn't mean she doesn't have any red herrings in there that I haven't come across or anything. And some of that shit's like completely hard to prove. I don't know how true some of that holistic stuff is. A lot of it resonates with me, but to be fair, I don't know. And so somebody saying that, they could just be wrong too,
Right. People have to be allowed to be wrong. The expectation for perfection is unfair. People are allowed to be wrong, right? So incorrect or have their own opinion or
She does she's trying to sell stuff too. So she's a lot of time when people are trying to market something, it comes off as a sales pitch, and sales pitch come off as disingenuous because it's, not a normal human conversation. So I think there may be something to that people are maybe picking up on those types of things, because she's trying to also make money doing this by helping people and helping herself. So there's nothing wrong with that inherently.
Something, what's the big deal, if you think you're selling something useful, who cares? Or not even useful, but whatever, if you're, it's not like she's trying to secretly sell it. I don't have no idea about this, but this whole idea of like selling stuff. I remember people would be like, back in when I was less, what's the word? I don't know. When I was less, realized how trivial people would, view things, if I would send him a link to something or whatever, I remember hearing, like, I remember getting shit about, like, well, these just guys trying to just sell something or whatever. But it's like, bitch, the fucking news website that you read is full of ads and shit. It's nothing but it. What are you talking about? You know? But because this person has, like, some link for some probably bogus vitamins or something, suddenly they're out off the table, right? But, like, you know, CNBC can try to sell you anything else, and they're an incredible source. So. Not you, but, you know what I mean? It was just...
Right, or anybody. Anybody. You know, the same people. Yeah, you can walk around wearing Nikes and criticize somebody for trying to sell you activated charcoal.
You have some of that for sale?
I have it in my toothpaste. I don't have it for sale, but I do use it in my toothpaste because it makes my teeth
silver?
Black. I don't have, she sells colloidal silver too. I've never tried that stuff. But I do use the activated charcoal, like non-fluoride toothpaste, because for the non-fluoride, just be for paranoia. And the charcoal, honestly, I don't give a shit what it does, but it makes my teeth look gross while I'm using it. And then as soon as I rinse my mouth out, it makes my teeth feel whiter.
I'm the same way. I don't use fluoridated toothpaste. I got Tom's toothpaste. I didn't want to spend too much. So, yeah, Tom's toothpaste is what I use. I'm not sure about fluoride and putting it in your mouth. I'm not sure there's enough of it to make any difference. It might be fear porn, but I've said before on this broadcast, I think people should look into drinking chlorinated water. I think there could be something there, because any poison that can kill animals and bacteria are animals. In enough dose, it can affect, I'm not going to say it's going to hurt or kill a human, but it could affect a human being. You really have to think about any of the pesticides that kill plants or animals and how they do it by blowing up the cell walls. Well, we have cell walls too, so could it have an effect on us? So chlorinated water. I'm not saying go drink groundwater, but get the chlorine out, maybe. Think about it.
And it's a lot easier to get the chlorine out than it is to get the fluoride out. You can just run it through like a carbon filter, just like a charcoal filter or something, and it'll just grab onto all that chlorine too, just
yeah,
in case
maybe.
Anyone's interested.
I think you can get the fluoride out the same way. They're in the same chemical group, allegedly.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I think fluoride... I think fluoride, though, and that's just my experience in water treatment, it is a lot more fine. And so you'd probably have to have a larger micron filter or more dense in order to grab onto it. Whereas with chlorine, it'll bind to a lesser filter. You can get chlorine out just using, like, the filter on your fridge. You know, not fluoride, though, I don't believe.
Coronavirus, how do you add chlorine?
Yeah. And fluoride has a lower valence, so I think fluoride is more sticky to other molecules, I think. Maybe the chemical bonds with chlorine in the same family are a little looser.
You could be right about that. I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that again. It's been a long time.
Fluoride is a metal, right? It's like, what's chlorine from?
Well, chlorine is an element that is found in the compound of all kinds of different compounds. As its own element, it's, I guess, naturally in calcium chloride, that kind of thing. I'm not a great chemist.
Sorry, you'll hear the video in the background, but with the water and fluoride, yeah, like I was trying to get a water filter last week, and the standard water filters won't take out fluoride. It's really difficult to take that out of the water. Fluoride.
I'm sorry, what?
Fluoride?
Okay, I got you. I thought it'd be difficult to take it out too, but I guess not. I went there with a glass and tweezers and picked at it for days, and I haven't been able to find it sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely take out fluoride with just like reverse osmosis and systems and stuff like that. So I was actually looking into getting my water treatment license last year. Oh, hello. And just specifically because I got offered a job at a RO, reverse osmosis treatment center. There's a small town that's completely what they have. So they don't roll with any real bullshit in their water. So I was kind of looking to possibly move my family there. I got offered a job, but I backed out and stayed here with my family. But yeah, in order to run the RO plant, it's like I think I need an equivalent of like a master's degree or 7 years of experience in this. It's like crazy. But be worth it, I think. It's like a master's in chemistry or something, as opposed to like normal water treatment with just like fluoride and chlorine. It's just like it's a pretty easy step to get in there. But once you're getting more technical, I guess. Got to work hard.
Start adding like testosterone to the water or bone broth. Do you ever drink that?
Oh yeah, I drink bone broth. I love it. And it just makes me feel good, especially since I do like keto diet. So it's like got a good fat amount of fat in it, and feel like it's good for my gut. I don't know. People say that, and the science makes sense to me, but you know, fucking who knows? You know what I mean?
Sometimes I just do these things out of pain.
No, he's on me all the time about it. Hey, it makes me feel good. I don't push it on other people. If people are interested, I talk to them, but I used to be a fat fuck, and this keeps me controlled.
Oh, absolutely. It's really all about what you what makes you feel good, you know? If it works.
Let's get back to Corona time. How's everybody feeling today? Is everyone Corona? When anyone asks me how I am, I just say Corona free now. That's my new greeting.
Yeah, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling fantastic. No Rona over here.
You know, the new greeting, I guess, in North America at least, is it used to be hello, but now it's how are you?
Oh, that's interesting.
We've had that.
That's a good that's a good premise for a joke. That's hilarious.
I'm saying everyone says how are you? How you doing? Nobody cares. It doesn't mean anything, but I now just say Corona free. That's my new return. I don't ask how they are, by the way. I just say,
but you, using that for Corona, that'd be funny. Like instead of saying hi, you say how are you, and that really what you mean is, do you have a disease, motherfucker? Stay away.
Yeah. Are you Corona free? Really? I don't care what disease you have, as long as it's not COVID. You could have leukemia, Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. I don't want to know that. I just want to know what you're carrying and what you could give to me. So really, the only disease that matters in all around the world is COVID. It doesn't matter if you have cancer, heart disease, arterial sclerosis, kidney failure. No, the only question any hospital will ask is, are you COVID? Are you a COVID carrier? It's like, are you a communist? It's the new communism. Are you a communist?
Just
tell me right now.
If totally,
you're a communist,
yeah.
Then you have to get out, or I have to call Joe McCarthy right now and initiate retraining and retreading.
Yeah, especially with the new types of HIV medication commercials, and they've kind of normalized that to similar to like any of these other crazy medications that might have bad side effects. They just see people laughing and frolicking and being HIV positive. People would rather hang out with somebody with AIDS than a cold right now.
Well, actually, there was a lot of propaganda here before COVID was flying about not mistreating AIDS people. They were just saying, we're normal, we live with AIDS. It was a whole propaganda campaign. I don't know who launched it, probably our government, but I was seeing that everywhere. But that was over the last few months before COVID went 24/7.
Yeah, I started getting HIV commercials on my YouTube, and I thought maybe YouTube was connecting to my porn searches, and they were trying to imply something on me.
Yeah, well, Pornhub has always been a honeypot, you know that.
Especially watching all those gay videos, I guess.
Right.
OG.
I just call them videos.
Videos.
I want to see gay Masonic videos. Is there a channel for that?
I just call them Masonic videos.
It's just called, you just click on any YouTube Grand Orient Lodge.
You think, yeah, there you go. Fucking Frenchmans. Did you, I think I might have coronavirus. So.
Okay.
I was told at work,
if you've got it, you should share it. Come on, don't hoard all of it to yourself.
He told us we are sharing it. He said, look, you guys, all of you guys are probably going to get this. You know, he said, some of you have it right now, I'm sure.
By the way, is this a Fakeologist exclusive? Is this the first time Will Lewis has been in a room with our original comic, original stimulant? Because there could be a conflict right now.
Oh, like turf war for unnecessary jokes.
Yeah, original stimulant basically is the original dry humor comic on Fakeologist. Now, he gets any laughs, but... I know.
Yeah,
Will
I don't
Lewis
think I can compete
new
with
man
him.
On the scene. I'm not sure you. I'm not sure this room is big enough for the both of you.
Well
it's like when John the Baptist said, you know, the one I come before, but only so the one after me, you know, can come. I must be lesser so he can be greater.
And we're both trying to come right now. That's exactly what's happening.
I'm just trying to breathe hard. I'm just breathing hard. Don't worry about that. But
there can be only one.
Are we going to have a dry humor off with a fakeologist flair right now? Could you guys just go back and forth for an hour? Could you do your best Norm MacDonald imitations? I know you both like him. And I personally don't think he's that funny, but probably because I'm too close. Too close to where he's from. I can't remember.
Lodge? Are you guys in the same lodge? You and Norm?
Yeah, we're in the same wigwam, actually. Weren't the first lodges native lodges where they smoked up in wigwam?
I'm sure.
Wigwam?
I don't know about that stuff. But Willows is a funny dude.
Yeah? Are you digging his humor?
Oh, he's hilarious. He's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, original Simulant and I, we've been enjoying discussing comedy and stuff off streams, and we've been enjoying each other's company.
Right.
So, yeah, I appreciate him. I recognize his humor right off the bat. Yeah, well, yeah. Well, this is a problem with you. You have intimacy issues. When somebody tries to reach out to you, you know, that's probably something you need to work on, but I'm just trying to throw.
If you offend him too much, he'll just leave the server. He's left before. This is his sixth return, isn't it?
No. It's only my third, and I didn't leave before because I was offended or anything like that. Nothing like that. I just said I'm spending too much time on Discord, and Fakeologist is my favorite Discord server.
Okay, I've heard that before. Yeah, yes. I've heard that you have to actually leave the server because it's so addictive. If you don't leave, you'll just be tempted to look in again and see what's going on. I've heard Gaia did the same thing. Gaia's left about 10 times. I'm sorry, I was confused.
I didn't leave Gaia 10 times. Oh my god. You still, yeah. Oh, this is brutal. Ab is the original Fakeologist dry comic. Gosh darn it. It leaves staggered. I can't think of what to say.
I know. I'm not that good, though. It's not my specialty. I do like throwing in zingers here and there, but it's not for... I'm just being a smartass. I'm not funny. I'm not trying to be funny, but I've heard that people think I'm funny. I don't want to be funny because I want to be taken seriously. I don't need fakeology to be mixed up with humor, really, quite frankly. This is a serious site.
I can tell.
It's very serious.
We are comedy and COVID free. I'm not sure in what order, but we have to keep it clean.
Yeah, I have no problem doing that actually, because people ask me to be funny all the time, and I'll be funny. I like to be funny more naturally instead of kind of trying to force it. And for me,
well, you're not a dancing monkey. We can't order you funny. You're not a monkey.
Awful.
Well, you could, and I would do it, but if I was in the right zone at the time. But generally, I'm just like kind of a cynical asshole, so my comedy comes off as just kind of teasing people and mocking them, and in a friendly way. So it's not really, I don't got like bits on anything. I mean, I do have Corona bits, but they more translate into text at this point because I'm more used to it.
I'm not sure Corona bits would work today. I think it's too soon. Oh my god. People are just getting adjusted to the social distancing. I really don't think you can mock people for their paranoia and their insanity because it's being injected into them on the COVID news network. Has CNN rebranded, by the way? Is it now the COVID news network?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I want to register that as soon as possible.
I like how just depending on what the weather is at the time, climate at the time is just like
climate,
it's the Clinton news. What it's the Clinton news network, and then that's over. Now it's the COVID news network, and it's just transfers to whatever.
Well, it has
bullshit.
To rebrand. It's a fashionable channel, so it has to go with the times. It has to rebrand and give people what they want. They need their COVID news. You need it.
My grandpa was a big Republican, like Fox News watcher, and he just used to call him the Cunty News Network.
Well, yeah. Ouch.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, everybody. This is O'Hallahan from South Korea.
Hi.
And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
These bumpers are working nice now, Ab. These bumpers.
Well,
that's good.
I had to lower the sensitivity of my Discord server. It wasn't picking them up. I don't know why. Discord updates every week or so, and they were obviously messing with the internal settings of the audio. I don't know how. I don't change anything, but I've had to adjust. But yeah, the radio station that I listen to for basically just traffic, they have a COVID bumper. It's dramatic music. It gets your heart going. It's not ominous music, but it's just But it is their they have a COVID bumper. I'm not even kidding.
What's Brad saying about you know?
Oh, they're off the deep end.
Their hair's on fire.
I don't tweet their audios anymore. That's an automatic setting. I turn the automatic setting off, overriding just for their podcast. But they're off the charts, paranoid, going crazy. They're doing Zoom meetings. Zoom is the latest. I don't know, where does Zoom come from? Everyone is talking about Zoom teleconferencing. They're on Zoom doing their show. He's in his basement. Humble's in his studio, and their guests are all Zooming in.
Well, Zoom has a media campaign right now that they're doing. My friend hilarious.
Zoom? Is it Rockefeller?
We
got to
look into that. We'll have to look into it. I don't know, but I know that I'm having people during this COVID thing just contact me and say, you should get Zoom. We get 40 minutes of group chat or whatever. I'm like,
yeah, here we go.
Text me. I don't give a shit.
Why is like, this, Discord has video chat, by the way. I don't use video, but Discord has had video for a while. And of course, Skype is still the gold standard, or at least it used to be, even though Microsoft has bought it and tried destroying it piece by piece. But Discord, I never heard of Zoom before COVID. This is obviously a COVID company, and that's what I want to also talk about. There are a lot of COVID companies that were set up, I'm sure, in advance, and they've got their mouths open. The 6 trillion, or how many trillion, how many zeros are coming down the American economy?
Just two, just
now.
from the Fed to supposedly.
Yeah, but these COVID companies. COVID covert companies, they've had, you have to set them up in advance to get the money. There's just, you can't just start a company today to receive that money. They were all well formed in advance. I think we need a list of the COVID companies.
From, didn't it come out of gaming too, a little bit? I mean, it was started with, it was used like by the gaming folks in a sense, like the way Twitch is, but I think it's from, it's like a Cisco product, Cisco Systems.
Okay.
I think it's parent is that company, I think, but I might be mistaken. But
well, Ashello loves looking up things. Maybe she could look up who is Zoom, who's behind Zoom, why are they being pushed as the solution to telecommuting? Because there's so many other solutions out there that are probably even free or peer to peer. You don't need a server
because you have to have a standardization because of all this nonsense talk about like all this creativity and disrupting, being a disruptor and all this nonsense. Really, that's inefficient in business. You have to be, because the way that the systems interoperate and the way legacy systems struggle still, the way that all these admin and network settings, like you have to have some kind of, you know, universal or, you know, ideally universal, but you have to have some kind of broad thing. You couldn't just be like, let's just try this company. Let's just try this app out, this third party. Well,
it's like any other marketing. Whoever screams the loudest and repeats the message the most is going to take the market. There's no logical reason why Google is in charge of all searches. Searches used to be decentralized. Now we have this bloody central server that's censoring the hell out of all the searches. I cannot tell how you get to my website. I used to be able to tell all the time from all the different searches, Excite, AltaVista. There were so many small search engines. Yahoo was pretty good. There's so many, and I always
Google Architecture.
I used to see the search term, so I know. Now I know, obviously, the main one you would find my site is Corona and Hoax. I don't get those search terms anymore because Google won't give them to me because Google's the only game in town. The word search for internet has been replaced with the word Google. That's ridiculous. They don't say search the internet. They said Google it.
Yeah, Zoom stock is up from like $30 or $50 or something to like $130 in the last couple months. So they're doing pretty well.
Who owns it? Who owns all the stock?
I'm still digging around here. I'm going to look.
Yeah, Zoom has
been around long enough to be a publicly traded company. When was its IPO?
So I've just put it up in the live stream chat. Sorry, I've just got the other video mirroring. So
put it in the live stream show notes for me, my dear.
All right. Sure.
So I can scoop it up. But Zoom is not even a good word. When I hear Zoom, I don't think of teleconferencing. So it's not even a descriptive company name. I don't like it. Unless they're doing something else. Like
It's just like, you know, these people aren't in it for like, oh, they have no love.
But you know what it is? Maybe it's this. Maybe companies choose words that can be turned into verbs. And obviously, it has to be a short, mono, or bisyllabic word. So maybe we're going to start saying, let's Zoom.
Zoom?
I would ask Ashika first. Ashika, let's go Zoom right now. Let's Zoom.
Focus grouped. I'm sure it's focus grouped. And
it's,
you know,
less than a year. It's been public only since last April. So there you go.
There you go.
Right, it's like
the Boeing Max crashes. They probably put all their money into Zoom.
They just make they spin these tech companies off out of these incubators or whatever. But they're all right from the same people who used to work at the tech company, who took their like paid leave to go work at the incubator where they're sucking the government's teeth
and
as well.
The CIA's venture capitalist company is called Incutel, I believe.
Yeah.
So maybe they own it. They probably own it. They probably own all the shares.
Got it. And in telecom, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, that stuff's pushed around, but like they develop this crap, and then the parent company just buys it back later anyway, or they sell it later. It'll sell off, and it's just it's not like it's for some, I want it to change the way people Zoom. They don't care. It's just whatever, you know.
Well, let's zoom together. Should Fakeologists switch to Zoom? I don't know.
I have Zoom. It doesn't work real well. You can do like Google Hangouts with it or something though.
I hate Google Hangouts. That's another piece of horrible software. It doesn't work well. Unfortunately, so far Discord has been very good. The world is on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is quite good, and it owns the market for phone calls and video calls. WhatsApp is huge.
It's Zuckerberg is WhatsApp.
Right, he bought it. Yeah. So everyone I know, because WhatsApp is smart. They attach to your phone number. You know, all these parasitic business models, they always attach to something that is super easy. But I'm reasonably happy with the Discord. I think it's been pretty good for making these calls. I think we've done quite well.
It's so easy. It's like it shatters that barrier to entry that that is present in trying to get like
something
trying
working
to onboard. Yeah, which would be impossible right now with the Corona hoax, you know, for some large not impossible, but it'd take so much time to troubleshoot all these things. But then you have something that just jumps right in, like Discord. It's so much easier. So
did I ever tell you sound like Evil Dave? You know Evil Dave Letterman, a character.
Evil Dave Young. Yeah.
You sound like him. He, you don't. I'm not saying you sound yourself like Dave Letterman. You're close. I know you're. Are you from Indiana yourself? I know
Yeah, I'm from Indiana.
Okay. Okay, so Dave Letterman is from Indiana, too, I believe.
Also Sarah, a Mason. Also a Mason.
I'm not against Mason. right now, it's just name-calling. I don't have a problem with Masons. I'm not one. I probably wouldn't be admitted. You know, any club that would have me, I don't want to join. You know, that line. That's pretty much, I'm not a joiner. But, yeah, you sound like Evil Dave more than Dave Letterman. And Evil Dave was given the worst David Letterman jokes, but his voice is so close to Letterman, it's almost indistinguishable. He was incredible. I don't know if he's still doing it. I think he got something happened there with him, but when I hear you talk the original, that's who I think of. Evil Dave. Great character.
He called this adoption center thing one time. You remember that one? He's like, I want to return some of these kids. Oh.
Yes. That was actually one of the better bits. Can someone play that? Someone find Evil Dave on YouTube and play one of the clips. That would be great.
In the thing.
The Stern writers were not that good. Their bits were not that good. But we lose. Have you heard of Evil Dave?
Oh yeah, I remember Evil Dave. I enjoy some of it. I was not a huge Dave Letterman fan, but I'm just not a late night fan generally. But Dave Letterman was one of the best.
Sal and Richard are the best, were the best for a long time on Stern, I thought.
I never liked Sal. I thought he was stupid. I mean, he only had one real entry into the Stern show, where he'd make Baba Booey jokes, calling him a horse-tooth jackass. Which, okay, it's sort of funny, but I just didn't think he was that good. Richard is more talented, but
way better. I just was lumping them together. But.
Yeah, I know they like to be lumped together, but I think Richard has more talent. And, of course, Artie was the best, but he's long gone. I never liked Jackie much. I thought he was just mean. I don't like mean comics.
Opinion of Jackie Marley Willows? Because he gets a lot of... he's
Jackie
well-regarded,
Marley, yeah.
too. Jackie Marley. Isn't he well-regarded in comedy as well?
No. No.
Oh, he's just thought of as a hack. I thought he was a...
I don't think he is. He doesn't have a career outside of Stern. He never did. He was a writer for Stern more than anything. He's not funny. He's from the old knock-knock joke era. That's his kind of joke, the one-liner. They're funny for the first five, but when you do 1,000 of them, they're not funny. They're irritating, actually, for me.
I'll be right back, guys. I'll be right back.
All right. Bill Lewis, I saw your YouTube, by the way. I saw your YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's just a new thing I'm doing. I got an audience here at Fakeologist, so.
I think the camera is a little too close to your face. I don't really.
Well, that's the setup, buddy. That's the point.
Oh, okay.
The point is
every single detail of your hair follicles and your beard.
I know that was. My wife was trying to get me to shave it before I did it, but I was like, no, this is. I'm trying to. I'm a heel right now. Here's the back. There was a backstory. What happened was when Disney Plus came out, and I was using social media back then for a little bit because I was trying to kind of reach out and see if I could put out some ideas and scrape some smarter people in my area or people I'd enjoyed talking to. And then that was right when Disney Plus came out, and I noticed a bunch of people were talking about watching Disney Channel, grown men that are pizza drivers in their 30s and 40s, and they're fanboying out. So I started just mocking them for because anytime I see men in the state of arrested development, there's an opportunity there, because I'm right. I'm not wrong. So if I'm right, I can just keep making the same joke over and over again. So I just kept on making, mocking people and getting people mad at me. 150 comment sections of kind of trolling people. I would make memes mocking Disney Plus and the grown men watching them. And I did this for like 3 weeks, and then I stopped for 1 week, and then I made the video as an apology to those people. But the apology was me just mocking them even more. So it started off as a zoom in on my face so that they don't know what I'm wearing. And obviously in the end you saw I was wearing a giant baby costume and crying about how much I don't want the baby Yoda, which was a prominent meme at the time for Disney Plus that they were pushing in their social media.
So it was the whole video.
Yeah, I was just mocking the propaganda that was being pushed out of the marketing of this and people not realizing that they were just kind of playing into it. So, yeah, it was just it was more of a social commentary that was only relevant at the time and directed at about 20 people in my community. But I put it out there just to kind of, I have an audience here at Fakeologist of people that at least click on things. I don't like to create things and just put it out there like a psychopath who just like a narcissist. Yeah. So if I have an audience of even three people, I'll try to, give them something.
I gave you a thumbs up. I'm generous with my thumbs up. You got one from me.
That was a backhanded comment. Compliment. I give you a thumbs up. I give them to everybody. So, yeah, there you go.
No, I don't. I don't give them to everyone. Sure. I do not. No, you got one.
I'm just kidding.
You got one, though.
Oh, well, thank you.
You got one because you are a fakeologist more than anything.
There you go. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I need those thumbs up.
You need those, that generates links and hits and all the good things.
Yeah, what do I do without them? Yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing now. I think... for my comedy, I'm going to start having my friend do it because I fucking hate social media, I hate social media. Sorry for cursing anybody. My friend's going to start scraping Facebook for people, externalizing their power and blaming other people for all their life problems, but who don't have their own shit or try to work on themselves. And then I'm just going to start doing more parody videos of that. I did it with the coronavirus with people complaining about having these symptoms that are general and, it's just like kind of a mockery of the inconsistencies in these people's thought process. Kind of motivates me a little.
I got it. I'm afraid it's quite technical, but I know what you're saying. Oh, boy. Well, I don't know if it's true, but I just saw today that the governor of California is going to cut the water off the businesses that won't close. What's next? Are you going to shoot them?
Oh, yeah, that's completely unacceptable. That's out of control, right? I mean, what the... Are you? That's insane.
What, are you
going
to send a guy to the water main outside the business and just turn it off? You can turn it back on. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's all they could do, and then they can just monitor if they're. That's what they'd have to do: directly turn it off and then monitor.
They don't have internet connected water meters yet, do they?
No, they have monitoring devices on them to see if it's running. But yeah, they have to manually. Oh. Generally, I mean, at least in all the towns I work in, big cities, it could be different.
You got to take a tool and turn a valve in the driveway.
Right. Yeah.
Unless they use a lot of water.
Cut off their bottle water.
We'll intercept the bottle water truck as it tries to get down your driveway. We'll shoot them.
Jeez, I'm working a little dark here.
I know. I don't want to be Alex Jones, but, you know, these thoughts do go through my mind because the stories are getting, you got to admit, the stories are crazy, what's going on out there. It's really not good.
Yeah, I don't think it's a hard sell for anyone to agree with that. That's exactly what's happening.
I mean, my wife is lining up to go into the grocery store now. That's crazy. And then when she went to one store, you know those bulk stores where you pick up your chips and your chocolate with the scoop and put it in the bag? Do you guys have those there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bulk stores. Now, they only let 5 people in the store at a time, and a person from the store follows you around and cleans everything you touch. Why don't they just go get it themselves for you? I hate those stores because you never save that much money, and you got to do all the work. And you know, what if someone did, flick a booger in the Cheetos because they got access to? I always found them unsanitary on their face, but now what they're doing, I just thought that's crazy. This is out of control.
Well, here's some good news. I was driving past our park, our biggest park in town yesterday, and there was about 50 people there playing frisbee golf and riding bikes.
We had you know what?
Anarchy.
That'll have to close because we've closed our parks all around every city.
We did already too. We did too. These people just didn't care. I think it was like a church group or something.
Did you report it?
That has got to stop. Those people.
Frisbee goals for God.
No. If they touched the frisbee though, I mean, what are they?
They were in big groups laughing. It was.
Did they touch their face?
I don't know. I didn't get close enough to see. That's I was just happy Joe to see Biden, them all having fun.
Joe Biden cannot be president because he just can't stop touching. He's not going to be president.
He's the face toucher, right?
Yeah. Well, he touches his own face. Someone did a mashup on YouTube of him touching his face. I think even when he's talking about this shit. And of course, he's just molesting people everywhere. He's putting his hands on them and coming up.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't have free will.
I know.
You have the appearance of free will.
Yeah. Joe Biden, just the touching, COVID has eliminated Joe Biden before he's even official nominee. He's the touching president. We don't, if COVID is sending any message at all into the world, is stay away and don't touch. That is the COVID slogan. So he can't be president.
You know, if I was a conspiracy theorist, I would say that it was interesting that they really pushed these Democratic debates so soon before the presidential election, more than they ever really had in the past. And they introduced universal basic income with one of the billionaires up there. And then they really pushed Joe Biden touching all the time and weird comments. And his media company is like, they're encouraging him to act a fool, and I really do think it's an act. If I was a conspiracy theorist, there's a lot of weird stuff that
happens. Well, I guess you brought up universal basic income. Now, that, I think, is the United Nations top-down idea. Now, we've been talking about it in Canada for a while, and I don't think it was going anywhere, but we now have it in Canada. I think with the COVID bill that has probably been written by the elite, I'm pretty sure every country is going to have a universal basic income of some sort, and I think ours is $2,000 a month, which probably welfare rates here where we are. So that would just replace all the different welfares, I believe. So
Oh, there'd be no more like food stamps or anything. There'd only be this $2,000 a month thing.
That's right. And how would get? Yeah, it's called universal basic income. So we now, I think we have it as of the other day because the law was passed, and it's all under the guise of COVID. So everything is being passed under COVID. COVID is just the universal catalyst for legislation. It is. It's a legislator's dream catalyst. It can be used for any kind of legislation that you want that you couldn't get through.
It's like 9/11. You could use for you under the guise of security. You were able to bypass and work around all these previously existing, know, bureaucracies and maybe safeguards, but
absolutely
to rush it out. But you know how quickly these bills are written is amazing. But in America, we don't even have health insurance, so like, it's hard to imagine that they're pushing the UPI.
They're not written quickly. They're written a long time ago.
I get it.
Oh yeah. But, okay. You're being facetious, but in reality, we know. I heard the COVID bill in the United States is 1,119 pages.
I'm sure you heard that. I would like to see that. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, but that's interesting. Yeah. Well, my point though was the Andrew Yang guy was it's like any of these candidates who gets encouraged, and even though they're not going to be able to compete, but they're allowed to speak on the stage, and he did really introduce that universal basic income concept to a lot of people that were unfamiliar with it, and they really hounded on it for a while, and then knowing he wasn't going to make it in the election, you know, he wasn't going to, but they gave him the talking points and really allowed him to introduce that, I think, to the general public, possibly, or the more expanded public that was unfamiliar with it. And then, you know, that was only a few months ago. That was like a lot of people were talking about it, how crazy it was or not crazy it was. And then now it's becoming a reality. So maybe there's something to do.
It's an inevitability for sure, but it's only but how far away it is. It's hard to say, but. You know, Bill Gates.
All right. I changed Bluetooth. How am I sounding now? Any better?
Way better.
All right. I only had to jam some power into the butt end of this headset, and it seems to have reinvigorated it. A little juice. Never.
The old UBI out, you know. But I think that everyone should get, like, a ton of money. I think it's too capricious to just set it on some standard. I think it should be, like, millions of dollars.
My wife is on the war front here.
Ooh.
She's sending me pictures from the battle line, the grocery store, and the lineup for the cashier is right around the store. So I'm going to post that now on the live stream account.
Do they have in the store today? One?
Oh, and the woman in front of her has toilet paper. Not even kidding. Sure, that's God, there's we're going to have the cleanest bums ever. Here you go. It comes through. There you go. That is, you guys see that? Live stream show notes.
You're all this nonsense. Was this like a chain store or something? I'm sure.
That's a gross. That's that. We only shop at the cheapest grocery stores. So that's, yeah. You can see that.
Stuff about how they're like, I think Walmart's claiming they're going to hire like 25,000 people and other grocery heroes, as I call them now. They're supposed to be doing this massive hiring thing to help, you know, alleviate some of the stress from COVID hoax. But
well, the only sanctioned businesses are open: grocery stores, Walmart,
liquor stores.
Our local mall is now closed, but there's a list of that are on the essential. We have a essential businesses now, and on the top of three of essential business, our local mall is A&W. So you will be able to get your mama burger. Do not worry. But if you're a senior and want to use the mall for walking, because that's a big thing with malls, because malls, seniors usually do their exercise, walk in the morning, because if they do it in the winter, they'll just fall down and get hurt. They cannot walk in the mall. They're banned. They have to cower in place. But they can go to the mall if they want a mama burger.
Can they eat it in the store, or do they have to get
it? No. They got to walk. They got to go stand in the parking lot at least 6 feet apart from the other person.
Wow. That's
is this terrific. Reality where you guys are? Because this is happening here. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, it's happening here. I was just doing this while you guys were talking. I forgot I made a Andrew Yang video. I added it to my YouTube now. If anybody,
he's a good man, that Yangy Yang.
I might. it might not make as much sense. I might get hit with like a copyright claim for the music over it. So somebody
well,
let me know if that happens.
That's what I was going to ask you. IPS, and I'm going to say this again. He is tip of the spear when it comes to breaking down corruption. He is fantastic. He is on my live stream. I replaced my audios on my Radio 1 with his stuff because I don't have any but his stuff. If you go to fakeologist.com/, he is in Bravo / Dream 1 or Radio 1. They should both work. You will hear IPS. And he's saying that he thinks that the 10,000 censors, human beings, censors, on YouTube and Facebook are all not working or trying to work from home, and a lot more stuff is at least getting through YouTube at the moment. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that could be cool. I'm going to look into that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to IPS too much, but because he talks about people wearing masks and a little bit too much back when I was listening to him, and not that there isn't anything to that. I'm just not super interested in that. But
I still
people
think
like
fantastic. I honestly do.
Yeah, I'll give him a shot again, maybe.
All he's doing is what everyone successful in audio does, is he just reads the pages, the links that people send him. And he basically is reading the media, the COVID media, so I don't have to go find the stuff. He doesn't necessarily give an opinion on it, but for the most part, you know he's a fakeologist, but that's why I listen, because he's just reading all the links and making comments.
Old school Alex Jones stuff.
No, he's no Alex Jones.
I just mean that Alex used to do that too, where he was just like, he had the platform, so he would just read all the articles to people so they didn't have to.
Yeah,
but then he would add the other
stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is he saying that the COVID stuff that's getting through, or do you find like that there's more, for better word, conspiracy content in general? Like,
well,
on
I don't know.
Controversial, or is
thing,
it supposed to
the,
be
the
COVID? The
only thing anyone's talking about is COVID. There's
right.
Nothing else matters at this point. I don't know.
It's maybe, too, the, like, that they don't have the protocols for the fake.
Do you really want to talk about the moon right now? I don't
know.
No, think
no,
so.
But what I mean is they're set up to, their sensors are set up to combat, like, I mean, he could well be right about the working from home thing, too, but they're also set up to combat stuff like, people being bullied and fear and, shaming transsexuals and race stuff.
Listen,
and I don't know if they have a
EGI.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know
all
if they have
out the window now. I'm closing my flat Earth subboard now. It doesn't matter. None of that matters.
If they have, what I'm saying is, if they don't have a standard already for like what they might call like fake health news or something like that,
right,
to censor
right,
it,
right.
Then they can't, then that'll come after.
Yeah,
this,
I get it. So they're still
but
working
they do have
on
health
their filters.
Stuff, you know? Yeah, yeah. But
so they're still working on their filters. Yeah, I agree. But what can and can't you say when it comes to COVID? That's definitely the question du jour.
Yeah,
well, I've said that it's a hoax many times and nothing's happened to me. Nothing.
Well, you're over there. Voila la for Malaysia. That is johnlebon.com piping in, everybody. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, this has been a good chat. I've just been here for the last 15 minutes or so, just listening in. This is good. Good stuff.
John,
just one question. You were talking about the supermarkets.
Yep.
If a supermarket checkout person was diagnosed with this virus, would they have to shut down the whole store? Would everyone from the store who works there have to go into self-isolation?
And everyone who's shopped there.
And everyone who's shopped there, because check this out. I'm reading people saying that they've been on a flight and they get an email saying, someone on your flight within two rows of you has come down with the virus. You're going to have to self-isolate for 2 weeks, right? Which if you believe in the virus and you believe it's all real, fine, okay. But if this is what's happened, and then I've heard of in Australia they're saying that a police station had to shut down because one guy got it and then, you know, whatever. So okay, that's fine. Does this mean that if one checkout chick or one shelf stacker gets this disease, that supermarket gets shut down? Because that seems like what would logically follow.
Yeah.
So now I want to know, have any supermarkets closed down? Because if they haven't, we've got a bit of a problem here, don't we?
Absolutely. We have an inconsistency. What will the Ministry of Plenty say about that?
By the way,
I just posted, because I think it's relevant, I think all the terms from 1984, we have to examine them again, because I think they're going to be used or modified or modeled upon our new Corona language that we will be using, I guess, for the rest of our lives now. This is not a flash in the pan psyop. This is permanent. And one term that I think IPS brought up that I think he got slightly wrong, Paul, something about being alone. Okay, now I have to go to my blog. One moment, fakeologist.com/blog.
From Orwell's book, a term about being alone, you're saying? Or...
Yes, because Big Brother wants you in front of the telescreen, and if you decide to, you can't turn it off. You can't turn off. But if you decide to hide from the telescreen, then and to be alone so you don't get the shit, it's called own life. A person's antisocial tendency to enjoy solitude and individualism. If you practice own life, then you are an enemy of the state.
Yeah. Also known as privacy.
Yeah, so there's no own life. So that's a big problem. And Winston, of course, I don't know how he practiced own life. I think he'd be hidden under the bed, or I don't know.
He found an apartment. He found like a little apartment somewhere, like a secret hideout.
He rented later when he got the book, right? But at first he, or no?
Yeah, at first he was just in his room, but there's a little corner where he could get away with it. Like one little corner right. Where he could do his writing. And then he rented that apartment, but it turned out he was renting from Big Brother the whole time.
I don't think Big Brother couldn't get people to stop looking at their telescreens if he took all his effort that he had. You know,
yeah.
Like, the fact that they want it to happen is great, but I mean, gosh darn, they were freaking, good luck trying to get people to stop.
Well, that's
well, I'm hooked. I've been hooked for the past week, like, past 2 weeks even, just almost every waking hour of my life.
You won't be able to go out of your house without Big Brother in your pocket or your smartphone. It's going to have your ID. It's going to have your money. But more importantly, it's going to let the authorities know an area that shouldn't. But the technology is all there. It's already on your phone. It's there. It just hasn't been used.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just saying, wasn't there a talking point for like Nazi Germany about how all the citizens were given a radio so they could be on board with what the fuck was going on? That's just right. Am I mistaken?
Oh, right. To effectively propagandize everyone.
Empty.
Yeah. You but this stuff is already used for all kinds of I can't think of the word now. But data modulation and management stuff.
Disney World earlier. Disney World is the petri dish. It's the lab for all this technology. And I know that I'm positive now because we used to line up Disney World. In order for them to calculate the wait times, they'd give you a special RFID card, just a card that you put around your neck. And then it would time you from the time they gave it to the time you reached the ride. But now they don't have them anymore because everyone wears the magic band. And such a term for RFID device. Wear the magic band, and that is calculating the length of the line for everybody.
It's also calculating your distance between other magic band users. It's calculating your, it's keeping track of all, like.
I don't think the magic band has any technology on it other than an RFID chip. I really don't. That's all it is. I don't think it has any brains to it. It might in the future, but well, I don't think it's. It can't save data. It's just a super low level.
Right, but what I'm saying is but every time that thing pings off,
right,
it's getting saved somewhere. Is what I'm saying on the thing.
Okay,
I think it's an input device. I think it's an input device. So it's just the memory that you're discussing, OG, is actually like it is happening, but it's happening in the proximity sensors that it's picking up on.
Right.
So
yes.
Right. Of course, that's what I'm saying. It's not the whole.
Transmitting every time you check into a ride. FastPass, you have to check in
touch through the magic band already. And then, you know what I mean? Right. It stores all your stuff. It stores your, like when they scan it, it's got your card and all that stuff, right? Which
it
really just your
ID,
which pulls it down from the cloud.
It's just your serial number. That's all it is. I don't think it has anything else on it. So the cloud will read the ID and know exactly who you are. I know it freaked me out about when I first started using. Because when I went to the FastPass line, checked in at the FastPass, I saw my name on there. It had my first name on there. So
it does
really
when you go through all that. Have you done if you do something called the photo experience or whatever, basically when you're walking around, there are certain spots, quote unquote, designated that pictures are taken of you, like, you know, randomly or whatever.
No, they have a photographer.
They have a photographer. They have that thing too. But then they have another one. Well, like, you know how, like, when you're on the ride and it takes the picture of you? And then it has
yes,
your name?
Yes, I know that. Right? Yeah.
One thing, well, never
mind. Well, yeah, you go by a receiver where the camera is. The camera would have a receiver.
Right.
It would pick up, it would be.
What if the whole park is a receiver?
It would pick up all the, yeah, of course. It would pick up all the magic bands that pass by the camera. So it works quite well. It pretty much works perfectly, actually. Walk out of the ride into the floor to purchase all your schlock. Your picture's on the wall. Just have
with your name.
Not with
like
your
on,
name, but with
on Small with World your, when it's like there's hey Russ, you know.
Yeah. So what we're describing is Disney World. They're one of the leading technology test centers. Everything that you see there will somehow be implemented in your new Corona World at some point. There's no doubt. For your safety and your convenience, own life. So let's learn, again, all the 1984 terms. Let's learn them. Let's understand their meaning, because one way or the other...
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
And shout out to Anonymous. Gave this last $12 to the Fakeologist PayPal account. Thank you very much, Anonymous. I don't know why. I don't even want to give it because they just want to be anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous. It's hard to credit Anonymous, and of course there's no proof that Anonymous gave me anything, but Anonymous did donate, and thank you so much. This is the Corona fundraising event. We're getting our share, what we can, because the site is getting busy. There's no doubt about it. I'm not sure what the statistics are, but it's we're doing okay. If that was the goal, which it really isn't. Really just to document all this nonsense, so one day I'll put it in a time capsule and show it to my children's children so they can understand where Grandpappy came from and what he was thinking, and if they actually have an original thought of their own, they might know where it came from.
Yeah, so I do work with RFID chips, and I program them for automation.
Okay.
So, yeah, so basically, it's just like, if anyone's interested, it's just like you attach a tag to it, a tag being like your identification number.
Right.
And then it really is just to reiterate what we had already said, but that's how it works. So it's just, you're not actually getting, there's no other data other than that typically that I'm familiar with, where it's just it's just no different than like tracking your fucking IP address from your computer and then algorithmically putting that in the cloud and then, you know, doing whatever you want with it. So you can just manipulate it any way you want. But the issue is how many RFID receivers that are located. And I think it's interesting that Russ said, mentioned like how is the whole thing just one giant receiver? Because
of course it is.
I would think so. If that's the case, then they could track your every step doing that. And, I think that's what they're doing. I think that is, I agree.
That's how they socially engineer the ride line times too.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Along with a million other social engineering things going on.
Especially since that whole park is hollow. It's just like filled with caverns and, you know, it's like a hidden walkways. So they could
too.
They could just put that everywhere, the whole thing.
There's a whole underground for the sanitation.
I know guys who work there, and they all the park maintenance stuff that can be is done underground. So, you know, like they pull the park bench underground, you know, down to the underworld area where they work on all the painting for like the new rides and stuff. All that stuff's happening subterranean.
When I was there 3 years ago, by the way, I hate people who are so, have such a satanic mindset that they just say that anything involving Disney is just like the worst thing. I can't, but like people have fun there. I had fun there and, with my family and, I was having so much fun trying to figure out what that RFID, like how often it was being used and what, and it was exactly what
Russ
was saying.
Like, you like to know how things work.
It's a cloud of It's like imagine you're, it's just keeping track of you as you pass through the cloud, the quote, the wave, the fog of receivers. You know, it just, you just can't see it. It just does it constantly. But like,
right, just yeah, where constant are pings, all the constant pings.
And are they 5G?
Well, your internet is so spotty there still, even though it's,
well,
you
that's
know,
because on, how many, it's got to be the busiest network in the world. It has to.
They just make it bigger. I mean, it's, it can't be that hard. No, it's not like it's that.
No, no, think about it. It has to be the biggest Wi-Fi network free in the world. It has to be. I thought about that so many times because I've been going, like I've said, for 5, and I used to have to pay for my own data. I'd buy a plan Verizon while when I was down there. And then one year, I noticed everyone is on their phone. I've had a phone ever since before smartphones. I've always had some kind of device, when whatever the technology. And one year, I saw all the Argentinian teenagers on their phone, sitting on the ground. I thought, you guys all have data plans? And I said, oh, wait. There's Wi-Fi here, and it's free. Well, now everyone is on their phone. Every single person.
That coincides with the Magic Band being released and the My Magic app or whatever, the big app.
Yeah, the My app. The My Disney.
My Experience. App, yeah.
My Experience.
So,
yeah.
That, you know.
By all, the way, the last couple of years, you can open up your hotel door with the app.
I think you can only do it with your app or smartphone now.
No,
right?
No, you can. Your Magic
you can use
band.
The band.
Yeah, they don't have key cards.
The band.
That's what I meant. I mean, the band or the band or the.
I love the app.
Yeah, man. It would be. Can imagine going through there with the
you like
without
charge,
the
yeah you charge
so
stuff your room
about.
Through
Disney
the band everything.
Is
it's really
a petri dish for mm-hmm. technology. It's fantastic. It really is.
What do you like? I like. Do you eat at the resorts? You eat like at the cafeteria thing at the resorts?
Yeah,
I love that. Man.
When my
it's
stomach
awesome.
Can stand it.
It's fine. The food's good. Typically,
it's okay.
Like,
it's cafeteria food. It's not my favorite meals. Cost $60 each or so. I mean, that's sort of the going rate for a restaurant, food, sit down. Canada, we go to the Le Cellier in Canada. They have pretty much the best steak. Well, some of the best steak. I'm not going to say. There is a steakhouse, the Yachtsman Steakhouse. That is insane steak as well. But yeah, it's pretty expensive. It's $60, I would say, U.S. down on average. Yeah, we've gone to the cafeteria. And I usually can't eat half the food there, but it was reported that the chicken was the best ever. So they must have changed suppliers.
They have, I don't know. But if Disney is the model of the concentration camp, well, you know.
Yeah. No, it's crowd management on a level. Because what happened one year, we went to Disney World, and we went to Disney World first, and then we gave 1 or 2 days to Universal. And the crowd management, the experience was 10% of Disney. The Universal experience was so weak compared to Disney. Contrast was amazing. And my wife just said, I'm not coming back here again. So
you have to buy the Fast Pass or the thing. You know what I mean? You have to buy the extra thing at Universal, the Fast Pass gimmick.
That's
whatever.
What I was told. And I know my sister went this year. And if you stay on resort and you pay $400 a night, you get the Fast Pass. She did the math and said it worked out better that she stayed there, paid the extremely high rate for the Fast Pass they have, whatever they call it.
I just shared a funny comedy video about that's like a satire for people who are the Disney files who just grow up.
Oh, you're
up
hard
and
to
can't...
hear there, brother.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Is he hard to hear? Is he coming through? Oh, I went through a bad area. Sorry, it's my fault.
Well, if you imagine your, you know, that your smartphone operates in has at least a similar operational component as the FastPass, and the world, anywhere you can get a cell signal, you know, some there's you know, receiving going on. So, the world is the web, right?
Well, yeah. Now I want to say something from fakeologist.com/blog. There's something interesting today because right now all my children are out of school. There's no school. Our fearless leader says probably won't be school in April. He's just speculating. He doesn't know. He hasn't got his orders yet, but he's saying probably won't be going back in April. So what the teachers were fighting, they were on strike before COVID started. And what the teachers were fighting against is e-learning. They don't want any kind of e-learning introduced into our curriculum because they know it's the beginning of the end. Well, for the most part, for many of them. I'm not sure exactly how it would flesh out. They're worried for their job, so they're just against e-learning. So now, of course, e-learning is the only thing you could possibly do. And a couple of rogue teachers, the story was in our media today, a couple of rogue teachers are using technology to get their classes digitally back together. And within hours, they were told, you can't do that by their say, stop it. There will be no learning sanctioned by the Ministry of Plenty or Knowledge. I'd like to rename all our ministries now to the 1984 terms because really, 1984 really had a. So I don't know what they call their Ministry of, I guess Ministry of Truth would be charged.
Ministry.
Yeah. The Ministry of Truth has said, unless the teachers' union said, unless it comes from the Ministry of Truth, cannot video conference with your students. Aren't yours. They don't belong to you. They belong to the state. State.
That's right.
Which says you cannot use that. So I thought that was fascinating. So there's no individualism allowed to be expressed within the context of a union, which is really the Ministry of Plenty for Knowledge. And, you know, when people say, why aren't doctors exposing the COVID for the hoax that it is? And the reason is just completely obvious. They are invested in the story. That if they go against the narrative, they're out. Now, if they're making $500,000 a year from the state Ministry of ill health, they are not going to open their mouths, no matter what. And it's interesting to note that I think most hospitals, I think, just watching a guy in Vancouver walk around, they're being guarded by security, private security. Now, why would that be?
How much does that cost?
Why would that be? Well, the state's paying. It doesn't matter.
That's one right.
Well, there's also the...
Cost doesn't matter anymore.
There's also...
Money does not matter.
These people have a emotional... investment into not questioning what they've been conditioned in the I mean, going through medical school and there's even like for their own well-being,
their
own personality. Like I don't think a lot of them are trying to lie. I think a lot of them invest because they don't want the cognitive dissonance to kick in. So the whole process is fucked. You know, even just to go to medical school, you go through the process, the trauma process. Yeah. At some point, you got to kill like 1,000 rats. And like, there's something to that. What that does to the psyche.
Hazing. What about the doctor's hazing, where they got to stay up for 24 or 48 hours?
Right.
What insanity is that?
It's like trauma-based mind control. It really is.
I wonder if that's true. I wonder if it's true. I wonder if that's true.
It is. I have family. I have family that do it, and it's not orchestrated like from a central source or anything, but it's like a common thing that happens. And even if it's not happening directly with that intention, it happens just by them doing like their residencies and stuff. Yeah, the scheduling. It's just like so the whole thing is just like.
Do you really want a guy doing surgery that's been up for 40 hours on you?
Right.
So I don't want to even talk to a guy that's been up for 40 hours. They're zombies at that point.
Yeah, because I talk to my family members that are doctors and they completely believe everything that they're saying. They're not, because I'll bring up points to them and they don't even know what I'm talking about. They're not trying to lie to me or anything. They have, like you said, that's their identity, and they have to justify it to themselves constantly. Because why else would they sacrifice 20 years of their life to just be wrong? I mean, that's nobody wants to do that.
You know, I just want to interrupt something. I just drove by a highway digital sign that says "Help stop the spread of COVID-19" #social distancing. And you know, I can't stop looking at those signs and thinking of 1984. It's just so dystopian. It's amazing. Like, you're on the highway and you're getting this message. Can we not see Orwell's precondition in effect today? It's crazy.
I think it's so obvious that we don't even talk about it, you know?
Do you remember a few years ago when they tried pushing all the TVs inside of supermarkets? And I think it got too real. They were like, I think people were like, what the hell is this?
Well, they had TVs at gas pumps.
Right.
I haven't seen them lately. Oh, yeah. Come on.
I think we got in there too soon. I think people were like, whoa, what the fuck?
We have them in my doctor's office. You know, you sit in the doctor's office, there's a TV. You go in the doctor's, in the conference room with the doctor, the examination room, there's a fucking TV in there too. Blasting on about
my dentist has one up in the corner of the ceiling, and every time it's ice. You don't turn that off.
My son's dentist had one. And it has got fucking satanic ass cartoon on it. I can't remember what it was. But it was some kind of like Yeah, no. No.
I'm pissed off, Willoof.
It was, yeah, you mad, bro. But it was, it doesn't matter. Hey, yeah,
it doesn't matter. The highway signs really bother me. Instead of next exit three miles, it's stop the spread of COVID. That pisses me. Come on, please, stop it.
I remember back when, after 9/11, post 9/11, when I was waking up or whatever. I'm from, Bloomington, Indiana, college town, considered progressive, very low crime, very low violent crime, and, liberal town. And this is like our Kroger there that was right by my house. I remember when all of a sudden, they started having a policeman there, all the time, a cop, right, with a gun.
Was that because Gabby Gifford was shot in front of a Safeway?
I don't know.
You remember Gabby?
Yeah. But once that happened, it really just crushed me a little bit. Like, I couldn't believe, and that's something, think about that now. But I thought, what does it do? Why does there need to be a policeman here? For goodness sake. Now I think, why doesn't there need to be?
Stealing bananas.
Right. Like, what on earth is justifying this? Like, do these people really feel that they're that threatened that this guy's standing here?
The story would have been better if the cop was.
Was what?
The story would have been better if the cop was the Piggly Wiggly. Isn't that what am I thinking?
I think that's in Alabama or something.
Well, just placing the officer there for the average person is going to make them justify why the cop is there in the first place. They'll just create their own narrative to justify it. For why it makes sense, because they're not going to question. They wouldn't think something like that would happen unless it was necessary, I think.
Oh, right. Of course. But for me, it was just it's like all this stuff now, but it's just back then. It was part of what made me realize that. And I thought, and that no one thought it was weird, I remember flying, how long ago was that? Maybe it was after 2001, but it was probably 2005 or something. This old woman was getting paddled down in the TSA line, in a wheelchair, and they'd randomly selected her or whatever. The old lady, 100.
She won the lottery. She won and the people, lottery.
The people in the security line with me were all God, this is freaking ridiculous. You know what I mean? They're this is so stupid.
Yeah.
But now I don't think they would say that at all. I don't think the people
pull
would say
down
that.
Pull down your diapers, lady. Let's see what you got.
Now I think they'd be well, never know.
Russ opts into the pat down, don't you?
I did.
They told me to get in that full body thing, and then they're like, no, you have to keep your pants on. Oh, shit.
I actually do opt for it because, I don't trust those full body things. I don't know if they're dangerous or not, but, I just kind of walk around with a healthy amount of paranoia. And,
I just like the attention.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I didn't like some weirdo security guard, touching my baby,
Right.
What's your deal here, weirdo?
I'm okay. I let the doctor. Why not a guy that wearing the gloves,
Why not a stranger? I don't know. Yeah.
How are they going to do it with COVID, though? How the hell are they going to touch people? Check them.
Well, COVID's going to go away, soon enough.
No,
but the memory of it. The next thing.
The effect will not go.
No, the effect won't. Be back to it'll be the callback. So then the next one will be even worse.
Yeah, it'll be no different than outbreak. It'll be no different than people still understanding why we have to take our shoes off for the shoe bomber and all that. It'll still sit there and resonate with people, but people will normalize all of it again and pretend that they weren't freaked.
People feel like it's always been that way now. By now, about the shoe bomber, taking your shoes off and stuff. I think it's been so normalized that they barely recall the time when it was.
Yeah, some of these even technologies being introduced to the public, drone technology and stuff. My son just thinks that drones have just existed forever, and that's only been 6 years or 5 years maybe that it's been sold at Walmart for $10. And it's so interesting to think about stuff like that, how generationally this stuff works. Where he's not going to ever question taking his shoes off, or he's not going to think it's weird to get patted down. Well, he might instinctually, but when it's normalized to a whole generation, when it goes on, so. I'd be interested to see what, in 10 years, the children now, all the stuff that they're just, they just accept, It's interesting.
Look at the toy store, and you'll see, what the future will be. But they say up to 8 years old, everything is natural. Everything is normal. After 8 years old, everything is called technology. So, everything that comes out after you're 8 or something, it's just a general, place in memory.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I'm Napoleon Wilson. I'm in Manchester, UK. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
So just with the supermarket, so just let me run this, because I'm not really sure I explained myself properly before. If their story is we have to shut this down if anyone tests positive, then they have to shut down the supermarkets. But it seems they don't want to do that. It seems they want the lemmings to have supermarkets, right? So it'd be very inconvenient for them if anyone got coronavirus at a supermarket. And so far as I'm aware, that hasn't happened yet. So while I've been listening to you guys, I've just been looking this up. There's a union in the United States. I've never heard of them. The United Food and Commercial Workers is apparently the union for people who work in the retail sector. They supposedly have more than 1.3 million members, right, supposedly. They're claiming that only 6 of their members have contracted the coronavirus. Now, how many celebrities and politicians have contracted coronavirus? But somehow the people working on the front lines of this war on germs, they're not getting it. Are you guys getting what I'm getting at here? Like,
yeah, it's, of course, all the famous people are getting the people that are that it's necessary to keep the mind virus going are getting it, and none of the people that are getting in the way of the logistics of operation of the people making their money. But there are specialized cleaning companies now that are coming in, and they'll just shut down for 2 days and then clean it and then use that as an excuse for why it's not an issue anymore. I thought that was kind of funny too.
And of course people aren't putting together the natural question of why aren't, you know, like you're saying, John, of course people aren't doing that because they don't do it for anything, you know? So it's not, of course they wouldn't do it for this either. No one's asking themselves why the grocery store workers don't, you know?
No, they're just grateful. They just think like it's a miracle that they're not. That's all. They're like happy. Yeah,
they don't mind the logical problem. They don't put it together.
It is like a tension thing where you can just go in and out of, if you just give people the fear all the time and then, and any opportunity they have to have that fear alleviated, they're just going to be so happy that they're not even going to question it. Like the logical inconsistencies, like you said.
Oh yeah, I don't expect the masses to catch on to this. They're morons. What I'm saying is, as far as this story, I mean, what is the smoking gun with this story? Like if someone said to you, okay, I'm open-minded, you tell me why you don't believe what the TV is saying. Like, what is the big red flag for you about this event? What's the main thing you point to and say this is the problem?
Russ, go ahead. I read something you posted yesterday about looking at the deaths from year to year within a certain month period, and if there was no increase, like in Italy, for example, would you go down that, what you were explaining?
Well, that's not really answering John's question, but...
that's like a smoking gun, I'm saying, for statistically.
It could be, but I haven't looked into it. You know what I mean? But I guess it does lead into it. But is that, like... I don't believe anything it's saying, anything it's the TV says, really. So this is no different than that. But beyond that, there's just it has all the flags and problematic markers of everything else, of every other hoax story. It also has the fact that no one knows anyone who has this disease.
Empty hospitals are a big one. Empty hospitals.
I went to the urgent care last week with my son. Went to two of them. The first one didn't accept my insurance, so we had to go to the second one. Neither of them, the first one had no one in the waiting room. The second one had one person ahead of us. Yet they were under precautions as if it was fucking ET's house. The information is full of contradictions. Any information you look at is inherently contradictory. So just based on that alone, I wouldn't want to believe something when the evidence given for the reason to believe it contradicts itself, whether it's a virus or anything else. So
the one for me was the, when you look at like the average age of death being somebody over 80. And then, I was trying to use that to like alleviate stress with some people that I work with, saying, you know, like, luckily that's good. Even kind of like living in the paradigm that it's real, saying, well, that should give you some peace of mind. Like, sure, you might get it, but at least, you know, you don't have a compromised immune system because of age or anything. So, but that didn't matter. They didn't care about that. But for me, I thought that's pretty relevant compared to like all the fear that everyone's getting, that just the inevitable death.
What I was talking about yesterday about the statistics is that I'm like, the problem with presenting it as if it's like, look, all these people are okay. So yes, I just use Italy for example, and my numbers aren't right in front of me, but it's like population 60 million. Corona cases 75,000, Corona cases 78,000, Corona deaths 7,500 from 12/8, December 8th, which was the first day in China that it was detected, until yesterday, which was March 25th. So in that time frame, if 7,500 people have died, and there seems to be the arrow is pointing at it being hoax because of, you know, there's all this underlying illnesses that are actually killing these people. It's not really COVID virus or whatever. Well, is that 7,500, regardless of that, is that still an increase in general above the a normal amount of people who would die in that time period, more or less? Is that,
well, and no one's, That would make sense, but then you brought up, as soon as I brought that up earlier, that was a great point, which is like, yeah, they could also just fudge the numbers because they're taking that into consideration. Right, so yeah, that's a good point.
So,
but the deaths is an interesting thing though. I mean, so that's really for me, what that shows is that it's obviously just people dying naturally of normal flus, but because if you're worried about people,
7,500 extra people, if it's 7,500 extra people, it's still clearly a problem. So they need to, you know what I mean? They need to address that. It's not like, oh, it's a hoax because the people were all dead. If it's 7,500 more for whatever reason, why are those people dying? That's not given. So it must not be more. It must be the baseline at or about the baseline, right?
Well, yeah, especially if it's people dying in their 80s. I'm sure that the same amount of people die in their 80s all the time. Any of these people that anyone who dies in their 80s, even if there's an, the number seems to be an anomaly from year to year. It could just be a bad piece of data, random data, because people in their 80s just die. I mean, that's just what happens. So
I don't think anyone just dies. People, you know, I don't think anyone just, they're just dead. I mean, there's a reason.
Well, if you're living on borrowed time, if you've already exceeded the life expectancy.
And then it turns off, switch just goes off.
No, I'm just saying statistically. No, I see what you're saying. I'm just trying to work out the idea on that, but I also don't know that. Yeah, I would like to look at those. I was trying to find a chart last night to see if there was an increase in deaths from year to year and in specific months, but I couldn't find any good data on it.
Hmm. Well, they apparently have all the data. I mean, I don't know why not, because they have the data apparently. They're able to track it.
Right. No, it's. I might have just not found it. You're right. Yeah.
No, you know what I mean. But I'm not. Yeah. It's plus it's the problem of their languages. They've got. They seem to know, but I don't know.
Well, there was
80 isn't that old for, I mean, it's old, I guess, but in compared to stuff, but in health wise, I mean, plenty of people, it's not like 80 is the death sentence or anything.
Well, 77 is like the at mortality rate for the United States. It's 83 actually in Italy. And then 78.5 worldwide, I believe.
Do you think abortionists counted in that number to get that baseline?
Oh, it's like how back in the day they're like, people only live to be 30 years old. It's like, well, yeah, they couldn't have their babies were, you know, during
they aborted all their children.
Yeah. Well, they apparently just because of like health issues and cleanliness and all this, you know, there was just more complications during childbirth, and that was bringing down those numbers. But people don't even use those numbers anymore. That, I remember growing up, that was a thing where you just, I think it's from watching the Flintstones and stuff, where they're like, people only live to be 36. And I'm like, the Bible says they live to be like 500. I don't know.
Bible's wrong. Well, all your other stuff says that it's right. The money says it on there.
Does anybody else have like a smoking gun that they've been kind of chewing on or mulling over? John, you got something other than like the food stuff? Anything else good that you've been thinking about?
No, I've just been thinking about this. Like, what if I had to explain to some regular person who was open-minded, like, what is the main thing I would point to? I don't even know. I'll have to think about this.
For me, I've been going over like compromised immune systems with people that are like receptive to conversation and understanding like the difference between like why there are complications with some and not others. You're not going to have a perfectly healthy person die of any flu. And even specifically this, and that's just according to like even mainstream media, they're saying that. So like there is enough stuff out there that people wanted to not be afraid. But they're not going to, but I'm saying the information is out there. Even if you want to pretend it's all real.
That's why I can't. I don't love smoking guns in general, because I don't want to hang my hat on a single nail. But it's like they typically. It's like I can't talk about immune systems with you. I mean, these people, they're that kind of lends me to say that I still believe it's real. Well, if I which I don't at all, and it lends me to believe or lends the impression that I believe that extra people are dying when I clearly believe nobody died, nobody got hurt. So. If I'm lying to them, which I would be doing, taking them down this little primrose path of immune systems for me, you know, well, why don't I just lie to them all together? Why don't I just make something completely else up? Say so that's fucking
no.
Space,
you know? I completely
that's for me.
Yeah, I completely agree. That fair. That's a fair point. But what I try to do is try to say like, okay, instead of us just like dwelling on like all these negative things, maybe we can plant a seed for you to try to do something better for yourself in the long run, unrelated to this, which is like just. you know, don't be afraid, maybe be afraid of this, but like in the future, consider this immune system stuff because it's relevant to like your general health. And it is it's completely, real. I mean, that is the way the damn body works. So, regardless of if it's, to try to soothe their pain now or their fear now, in the long term, hopefully it, does something for somebody.
You tell me when they're gathered there, each of them holding a stone, looking right at you, if it did anything for any, which one it did something for. You know?
Yeah, no, that's true. Usually, actually, the only people that really it works on is people that are trying to tell me that it's like a bioweapon that the government made. And it's like, well, okay, so if it's a bioweapon, here's what you can do to maybe protect yourself. And they're like, and then AIDS. And I'm like, and AIDS, you can protect yourself if you're afraid of that. And the common cold, you can protect yourself from. So it's like, yeah, just and really, I'm just trying to kind of go down different a thread with them, you know, by using it as an intro to a different topic, I guess. But
you know what's a good intro to topics? You tell them nobody get died and nobody got hurt. And if anyone tells you that they did, what are they, John?
A liar and a spiritual murderer. Probably.
And that is the facts, Jack, probably.
Yeah, that's probably it. Good old Dave J. Hey, what a rhetorician. Is that a word? He's a master at it, isn't he? That's kind of the point I've got to. It's like, you know what? If I even have to explain to someone, I'm not going to bother. Okay? Nobody died, nobody got hurt, period. That's a fact. That's it. You know what I mean? There's no... It's been a long time since I've actually had to have that kind of conversation with someone, like start from scratch. Yeah, I wouldn't even waste my time. But yeah, if you've got a normal job and normal workmates, or you meet lots of normal people, like yeah, that'd be bizarre. It'd be bizarre. You know, they've extended our lockdown here. Our lockdown was meant to be 2 weeks. It was meant to end in 6 days' time. Yesterday, and I only found this out today, they extended another 2 weeks. So they've already added 2 more weeks to it. And I tell you what, this is just insane. How can somebody live like this? And apparently the lemmings love it. They're like, yep, had to be done. Unbelievable. You know, Sweden isn't doing any of this. You know, Sweden is like going it alone, supposedly, and not doing any of this crap. They're not in lockdown, not going to lockdown. Have you read about this? I would have thought Sweden would be one of the first countries to do all this kind of crap, but apparently they're not doing any.
I'm going to keep my eye on that. I wonder if there's some, you get data on that to see, like, how those people interact, even though they still have the internet.
You guys hear me? I just said change.
Yeah,
makes sense. Damn. Oh, you're talking about chemical cleaning companies opening up, right? Well, do you know that that's happening? Because my work has shifted completely. The owner of the company got ahead of it, in fact, because of his paranoia and consumption of mainstream fear porn about coronavirus and his means. He was able to, like, start,
capitalize on it.
Incubating this corona cleanup gimmick, you know? And he runs in all the right circles for this stuff. But he's not had any success with it yet, you know? But this is still early, but I went into the shop this morning. Well, I couldn't go in. I could look in. We're not allowed in the freaking shop anymore. But customers can come in, by the way. But the employees, no. But actually, that's not even true. Not even, it's just the painters and the pressure washers aren't, and the construction side aren't allowed in. The office people are still allowed in. But I saw the new equipment that they bought. Last week, I was helping him clean out two of the trailers that we use for concrete work, the big ones, and we repainted them, getting them ready for these, like, vinyl decals. But he's still not got any, like, bites on big contracts for cleaning stuff up yet.
Yeah, here we do have them. I have a friend who works at a distribution center for a hardware company, so they got to remain open to supply whatever. And, they shut them down last week, Saturday and Sunday. And it's huge. I mean, the place is huge. I worked there for a little bit too for some extra money, and you can fit just 100 semis easily, no problem, hundreds. It's just a giant warehouse, and they shut up for 2 days for just a deep cleaning company to come in. And, you know, everyone just ate it up. They were grateful that they were there to save them, even though all the employees are just still there. It's nonsense, but yeah, it absolutely is working.
Yeah. But see, are these cleaning companies essential services or something? I guess. I mean, I guess it would have to fall under that, but.
Like I said, you can pretty much justify any essential service if, as long as you're not really in like a retail or department store that doesn't involve food. or some sort of tools or something like this, that like hardware. Basically like our clothing departments that are strictly closed are the only places that are closed down, and maybe like dentists and stuff. But the vast majority of my community was able to justify it as being essential, and they all kind of joke about it and are grateful. Luckily, they didn't lose their jobs.
Do you guys still think this is all going to go back to so-called normal soon? Like, what are your predictions at the moment?
I say no.
Depends on what you mean by normal. But, like, I think people will go back to work at some of these places that don't close as the hysteria thins down. But I don't think it'll be anything like normal for quite a while, depending on how long it lasts. Everything, like, when we have the hurricane and everything shuts down for real, and the city is completely shut down, it takes, oh my gosh, probably a month at least to get all that stuff up and running. All the businesses that have closed down, it takes forever to get that stuff up and running and operational and even beginning to like function normally in people's routines of going back to work regularly and going back to school and stuff. It takes forever.
I've heard people say that, like, at least start warming people up to the concept of the incubation does work, because they're saying that like China is not reporting new cases or something. I don't know if that's still what they're reporting on. So that might be kind of setting people up to let them know, like, you know, the short incubation does work and it just kind of goes away maybe. So who knows?
Oh yeah. How many things did they bring in after 9/11 that they got rid of? Like after 9/11, they made changes. How many of those changes disappeared? Like restrictions were lifted. New impositions were done away with. Was there much like pullback? Like they push everything on you. How much did they really take away afterwards?
Zero. Zero would be the answer. They gave more. It just grew. It grew and grew.
So like, if that's the case, why would we assume any of what's happening now is ever going to change?
Well, yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that I always make that point that whatever amount of new reins that can be grabbed onto will be grabbed onto. But pertaining to like giving people peace of mind that they can that it stops transfer, that's a different thing. So I think that's really the only back to normal they'll have, is they'll be given a peace of mind at some point that it's under control and you don't have to be afraid anymore. But yeah, all the regulations and shit will still be there and continue to grow based off of maybe the bills or regulations that were set up as a basic premise initially, and they'll just kind of keep capitalizing on that. Once you get your foot in the door, it just gives you free rein legally to fudge with it.
Like, for example, in Australia, they've limited a funeral to 10 people, right? 10 people now can go to a funeral. Now, part of me thinks, man, there's no way they're going to leave it like that. There's no way the lemmings will stand for that. And then I'm like, why would the lemmings not stand? Like, the lemmings don't do anything. They just do whatever they're told, right? So if they're convinced that forever, we have to limit funerals to 10 people, give it a few years and that'll totally become normal to people. So part of me is like, nah, they're not going to leave that in. Like, they're going to leave the UBI. They're probably going to leave a lot of this stuff in, but some of it they'll surely scale it back. And then I'm like, well, maybe they will. But, geez, maybe they won't, you know? Who's going to stop them? Us? The 100 people who listen to this? No one's going to stop this.
I agree, Johnny. We don't know how this is going to end up, but we know that it's not going back to the way it used to be. There's no way it's going back. So I think all the plans are in place, and they have a good idea.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
I mean, this COVID is an absolute reset of the economic system. It's their big chance to introduce so many new ideas that would get lots of resistance otherwise. I mean, our prime minister, even though he has a minority government, and anyone in parliament knows, that means he has to get the opposition to agree with him. So our prime minister had the audacity to ask for all kinds of military-style spending powers and law-passing powers. I think he was mostly agreed to. There was slight resistance, not much. So they are going to use this, and forget the spending. The spending is off the charts, out of this world. There's no such thing as a budget anymore. So they've effectively devalued anyone with any kind of money. for instance, if when they flood the market with money, we know that there's a huge devaluation of what we have. So this is an epic opportunity to do all the things they want. Any industry has a wish list of things they would like done. So now's the time to get your wish list out, whatever corporation you're in. Hold on.
I think that this, in the way that 9/11 was kind of the visible and the hard push, I think this will, as much as this is with the lockdowns and stuff, I think some, if not a lot of the effect, or most of it will be more subtle in some ways. Like, it'll be a lot more about data sharing. A lot of stuff you'll just be opted into without knowing. It'll be a lot of that kind of stuff. And you may not even be told at all. So, do you think it's going to be locked down in 2 years still? And that I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it'll be, you know, they'll call back to it, but I don't think they need to. Like, this stuff just like introduces it. It's not like they need.
This is
the justification. They already have the power. If you have the power to give yourself more power, then you already have the other power.
Right.
So I don't mean really? To interrupt, but just quickly, Fakeologist, there's someone in the lobby and they want to join the main room. Are you able to move them?
Okay. Definitely. Anyone that sees somebody who wants in, let me know because I can't always see.
What you're discussing, Russ, is really like how these events are used to establish precedents for government or corporations, right? It's like whatever is happening now is just gives somebody. It's just like you allow people allow them to come in, and then you know, for the next 10, 20 years into the future, manipulate any of the stuff now that it might be. Some of these regulations that are put in place now in 10 years might be. Look completely different, but be based off the original precedent that was established because of the virus outbreak.
Of course, yeah, because it covers the health thing, whereas the health aspect, public life is like health and safety, and that's like it, basically. So you have the safety from the 9/11, you have the health from here, but it captures, it's a way to reshape, of course, like the concept of social life. But, I mean, do you think that, it's hard to imagine that, that, for example, you won't be able to that the social distancing is going to stay in place after the corona fear thing. Like, I think they're going to say they got on top of the coronavirus soon enough, and then the social distancing stuff will be relaxed, like or just eliminated altogether. I mean, you know, because no one's talking about other diseases and other things that can get you sick. Corona is a good opportunity to remind ourselves that there's all kinds of stuff out there. No, you know. It's just this, and then it'll be done, and everybody will be fine. Nobody will be washing their hands again or anything like that.
Think it's going to go pretty much back to normal. But, hypothetically, if they did just leave it like this, do you think anyone would stop them?
No. Like, how could you? No. How could you stop? Stop who? Yeah. Stop who? You know, stop who from what? Like, they've already done it, so how do you stop anybody from anything? They won't even come. These so-called militia guys, like you were talking about the other day, they're afraid of getting sick. They love the Constitution, but they wouldn't go, what are they going to do? They'll disrupt the legislature that's not even there?
This is a magic pill that neutralizes everybody.
Better believe it.
It really does. It neutralizes everyone. All your enemies, all your problems get washed away with this magic virus.
And it allows you to introduce this new corporate structure, really, which is like all these laws and stuff, it's like the way that the companies will interact with each other and the ways that the companies will interact with government. It's, you know, it's redefining that, you know, so that for their benefit.
Why did they bring this in sooner? What is different now that
they were able to get all the telecom infrastructure from 9/11?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. They really couldn't have done this 20 years ago.
Well, no, and they also had to get the vaccine talking points in place, too, to kind of keep people in the mind because up until a few years ago, there was still a generation of people that understood that it was like a common practice to get kids together to get the measles or the chicken pox. And over the propaganda machine the last couple of years, they've been basically establishing that if you get chicken pox, you might as well have AIDS. So
you're going to die.
You got to get all that stuff in place so that the spell really works. If people are aware that you can get a virus that is and that has a vaccine to it, you can just get that and it can kind of work itself out. If people are still thinking like that, they're going to be less reactive to this. So they got that out of the way, and now people are just afraid to dying anytime they get any type of a virus, you know.
And they're also afraid of being shamed or ostracized or criticized. Social media is so useful now. Because now it's all social media, it's a hive mind. So anybody who doesn't agree with the program gets called names. And so if you dare to hang out in the park and there's too many of you and there's more of you than Boris Johnson said there's allowed to be, everybody now has a spy cam that they can instantly upload and say, look at these people.
Yeah.
Look at these look at these crime thinkers.
I'm waiting for the app.
Well, there's also an outgroup. There's also the outgroup that you can be a part of if you find resistance to it. If you don't like it, well, guess what? They got the outgroup for you to be part of too. So maybe, you know, maybe you think it's bullshit or whatever and you like, you know, it's just like politics. You can be the guy who thinks it's fake and stuff, and then you can join with the other, or not fake, but overreaction, overreach
Should
by government.
Change
stuff.
The bumper to welcome. No.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Well, I like what IPS tells all the broadcasts. He said, we have 100 domestic terrorists here in the room.
I wouldn't suggest doing that, but
actually, let's welcome new domestic terrorist, Critical Sinker. Another bloody Aussie. You guys make these things up, or you guys breed fakeologists there, or what?
It could just be three of us all doing different voices, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're too, yeah,
we better not speak at the same time, then, eh?
Critical Sinker, tell us who you are.
We better not speak at the same time now, eh?
Where are you from and all that?
Social security number.
Yeah, I'll give you it all. Yeah. Yeah, how you going, guys? Nice to, thanks for getting me in here. But, yeah, not Australian. Hail from Melbourne way. Spoke to JLB years ago, actually, on one of your Sunday sessions. If that takes you back. But,
the old Sunday sessions. Yeah, those were 5 years ago, man. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
5 years.
I know, unbelievable. But, yeah, I was
Did you see this coming? Be honest. Did you ever see this coming? Did you ever think there'd be a day where the Prime Minister would tell you, look,
well,
yeah, listen, I know you miss your loved ones who are dead, but there can't be more than 10 of you in the room to say goodbye. Did you ever think we'd get to such a point?
In Washington, D.C., they banned the funeral altogether.
Yeah, but I didn't expect – no, that's right. I didn't expect the compliance that we're seeing, to be honest with you. I know people are – you know, it's obvious now how fucking nuts people are, but before this, no way did I expect this much compliance, man, no way. It's shocking. Like you've been saying as well, like any like small businesses just not reacting to this in any way, not even. Wow, I just don't know where to start.
Have you ever seen that meme where it's like it shows a man who looks very sullen, and it just says, "Man who lost all hope in humanity loses last little bit of hope that he forgot that he still had." And that's how I feel. I'm just like, I knew these people were idiotic. I just didn't know it was this bad.
Sorry,
you have a child. When you have a child, you see how terribly and how stupid people are, and how terribly they'll treat children. And then you'll see. It's pretty easy to start thinking, gosh, they'll do anything. They don't believe. You know, people will go for anything. They'll go for anything. They'll do anything. They'll believe anything. They believe it's right. They believe it's okay to treat their child like crap. You know, so I think it's. You know,
and feed them crap and sit them in front of the idiot box for most of the day and things like that. You know, that sort of abuse children.
Shoot them up with injections and stuff. Course,
yeah, man.
You know,
crazy.
Turn them right over to the state apparatus and for indoctrination.
But even those are things that they can justify because they think it's right. But there's also people that are just willing to just treat kids like shit, like they're talk to them like they're adults and criticize them that way. I think that's more.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Of course.
I guess what I'm. Can you guys hear me? I'm sorry.
We hear you. All right.
My laptop. Sorry. I'll put my earphone thing further away. I was just like, this sounds like a lot of fear, right? And I live in a really busy part of Sydney, and I've put it on the chat. Like, I jumped in a puddle across 8 lanes of traffic yesterday. I laugh through the shopping centres, and this is a really posh part of Sydney that I live in, and no one has, like, shown me any dissidents or, you know, that they're going to call someone to, you know, come and arrest me. Like, everyone's thinking it. And so I just feel like this is a lot of fear porn, like, we
sure.
Hear these wars.
A lot of it's perception management on the media right now as well. I think even – people like ourselves are probably assuming this is the reaction from most people. Yet I think that's also part of the perception management that we're receiving at the moment. So you are right there.
I don't think that there is any, this fines and stuff, I don't think it's happening at all.
I got stopped.
That's not, because people would see me, like they, like where I live, so I live in like very posh part, North Sydney, over that bridge. I didn't grow up in this area or whatever. They would see me, and I walk right next to people. I'm giving strangers high fives on buses.
Well, if you're walking next to people, that means those people are out too, right?
Yeah, and I've said to police officers 2 weeks ago, because there was a climate rally and I put the photos up on here, and then I like even wrote on here because I was taking photos of the officers and everything and them talking to me. And I said, I heard them say that the climate change is a hoax. And then I turned to them and said, you know, Corona is a hoax. They just laughed at me. They know. And like a good friend of mine, a shaman.
Deep down, everybody knows, I think. Deep down.
And that's right. And like a good friend of mine said he was screaming out in the shopping center in Perth last week that Corona's a hoax. And he's not like an old man or anything. He's like middle aged and he's a builder type guy. And he said that the police officers came and listened to what he said and said, like, just do what you want to do to him.
Here they're talking about releasing people from jails and prisons, you know, and not collecting fines for IRS or anything. So it's hard to imagine that on the same hand, they're also going to start issuing tickets and, you know, and out there like, Nazi hunting, like, or, you know, like
exactly
style.
It's exactly,
but maybe that's the case somewhere else. I don't know, but it's here.
But who knows? Who tells that's the case besides the media?
Right. Well, the alt media does as well. But so they're like worried to death about it too. But you know, on my street, yesterday for the first time I'd ever seen, there were like, this lady and three kids on a wagon walking down. I mean, this is not saying this is terrific, but I'm just saying, you know, there was no one seems to be worried here about, or, you know, in my direct area, except the psychos I work with, but about like not being able to
go outside their
door.
Sorry to interrupt there, but I believe part of that is probably like this first stage is probably being used as much as it can so far. So I feel like Italy, because that's where I live actually in Italy, quite close to all the madness. But apparently it would seem that this was used as a bit of a stage one, the test ground, the theater, the media, the movie. And now they're probably suggesting the next set of steps, introducing all this social distancing, these new concepts that we're learning. And it's interesting to watch these sort of stages develop, but I would say that's why maybe it's not seeming so present elsewhere, because it has been very present here in Italy, the whole hype of it.
The whole what?
So, yeah. Hype.
Well, have you been able to, like, if you go outside, you know, go somewhere, would you think you'll be arrested?
The other day I was stopped by two policemen when I was just riding a push bike to get some groceries. And yeah, I was waved down, questioned, asked for my ID. I had to fill out a form of where I was going, why I was out. And yeah, I saw them do it to a few others behind me as well as they were coming through. So, I mean, they've been putting the presence, but mind you, this was the very dead center of the town. So that's all I've seen. I haven't seen it out on side streets where I'm currently walking on my own with absolutely not a soul in sight. So it's bizarre, very bizarre.
People I haven't spent much time outside, and I don't walk very far, and I've seen extra police here in Kuala Lumpur, and things are closing down here. It's a ghost town out there, and the airlines are shutting down. Try and book a flight. Obviously, it's different for me because I'm looking at this stuff more often because I'm overseas, right? But go to a big travel company and just try and find flights now. They're all disappearing. They're all disappearing. Even major routes, you can't get flights. So that's all real. That's all real. All of that.
Yeah,
all this is real.
I don't doubt that that's real. It's the enforcement that I question. Where
Here's
is the enforcement
I know.
Evidence?
This speaks to John's question. What do you think the plan is? Because if you take knockout 75-80% of the economy till they can't get back off the carpet, what do you think the end game is? Because this is where the speculation is fantastic, because I don't know what the end game is, and anyone who tells you they do, But do you think the controllers know where this is going to end up? I honestly am not that confident in the people that are orchestrating this, because I think we're run by gangs. I think the world is run by competing gangs. So sure. I want to know if you guys have any idea, what do you think the end game is?
Critical Thinker, real quick, could you maybe consider going to push to test, if that's logistically possible?
Yeah, sorry, man. I thought that might be the case.
You got a little bit of wind, no problem.
Go.
For windy. I'm sorry, I had to yell at somebody while I was outside. Where is Critical Thinker from? Can you give your first Christian name or whatever to call you? Or?
Yeah, Sean. Yeah, call me Sean if you like.
All right, and you're in Italy?
Yeah, I live in Italy. My wife's Italian, but...
Lucky.
Yeah, previous 10 years we were in the UK, and then,
Born
and raised in Australia.
Oh, yeah, where in Italy are you?
Emilia-Romagna is the region, which is apparently the second
Where's
most
that?
Affected region at the moment.
Can you give the Bologna. Okay, bologna sandwich. Where, can you give another big city?
Bolognese. I suppose Verona, quite close to Verona.
Now I gotta look. I don't know where they are.
The Capulets and the Montagues.
Venice as well, a few hours south of Venice.
Well, that's
but anyway.
And do you know?
Yeah.
And Sean, do you know anyone who's died? Anyone infected? Anyone in your building?
Well,
anyone in your street?
Well, our landlord, his wife got tested last week, and yes, they said it was as well, but she's making full recovery. But again, I reckon they're diagnosing anything at the moment. You know what I mean?
Oh my god, of course she is.
But you did have to go through Checkpoint Charlie, which is what I find the most interesting.
Are you in the Po River Valley? Are you in the Po River Valley?
Yeah, is that what they call it?
Well, I don't know. Google never.
No.
Google never labels their. Oh yes, you are. I think you are. The Po River is the main river that exits. You guys are in a bit of a valley between what it looks like on the map to elevated areas. So the Po River Valley looks like it starts in Turin and goes all the way to the Adriatic. So that is,
okay.
is supposedly a very
polluted area.
I'm glad I'm telling you.
No, but it is heavily polluted area across there.
But mainly because geography. Because it's in the low-lying area and there's a lot of industry and agriculture.
Yeah, it's old swamp. Old swampland also.
On lowlands. So it traps the pollution and there's no natural air currents to cleanse the area. So apparently there is a real problem that probably will not be solved by just getting rid of energy necessarily in cars. If you believe the NASA overhead maps, I don't believe it's satellites, there is still a level of pollution going on right now. But one moment.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my
dreams, I have a plan. Yeah, I don't know Italy very well, but I'm just looking at the map here. There's not much traffic.
As a geologist, I have an interest in the topography of geology. How's it doing, Kyle?
Oh, fantastic. That was
good.
Epic.
No, I'm just looking. The Po River Valley. Looks like you got some fantastic expressways. You know, I love cars and driving. Looks like you got the E35 that goes on a diagonal all the way to the Adriatic 5. It goes right down the coast of Italy. One day I got to get over there, but
it's beautiful, mate. Absolutely.
I'm sure. Apparently there is a pollution problem over there just because of the geography and the industry. And literally the only way to stop it would be to pretty much stop most human activity, which of course the coronavirus is the most successful hoax ever to arrest human
that's
activity.
That's where I believe it's going next, all of this. I think is they're going to definitely tie it in towards the climate crisis and sort of show us, if we behave this way, look how successful we can turn this around, blah, blah, blah. This didn't.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot.
When we stop everyone.
There are a lot of memes going out there, that, like these fucking horrible memes. They're just, we are the virus, you know, and just showing like the masks inside the ocean.
Prince Philip is the virus himself. He said he wants to come back as a virus. And quite frankly, he did come back, but I didn't know he died. Maybe Philip is dead, and he already came back as Corona. And Corona does mean crown, and, you know, all these curious ties, they do psychologically talk to people. They speak to people, all these small ties, even their language, the origin of Corona. Yeah.
By shutting stuff down, right, you give people nowhere to go anyway, except to each other's houses. But how often does that really occur in Facebook world anyway nowadays? But if there's nowhere to go, if there's nowhere to go after 7 p.m. because everything's closed, then, right, well, why would you need to be out? There's nowhere for you to go. So
my Indian friend says India is on lockdown, the entire country. There's videos of the police have been given hours.
You're not allowed to leave your garbage pile.
The Indian police have got extra powers. They're literally beating sticks because a lot of that's their main enforcement. They got 6 foot long bamboo sticks, and they don't mind hitting people.
Did you see the video of that? Because I saw the video of that today. It was pretty full on. Man, they scream too. There's a big crowd of these
of
India. There's a big crowd of these people. Yeah, there's a big crowd, and then all of a sudden, out come the sticks, and woof, they're running in every direction.
And guess what? Where I work and where I live, I spend most of my life, we have a huge job. And the boys, the gangs, I guess they have gatherings, gangs, whatever you want to call them.
Oh, shit.
They fight sticks. They don't use guns. There are full-on videos from around here, and I recognize the property. They are fighting each other with sticks, and those damn things hurt. And they're
like
obviously
the,
deadly
like
weapons.
The warriors.
So, yeah, they. I'm not talking about the stick, the twig off a tree. I'm talking about a full-on, 5 foot long. It's probably a hollowed-out kind of bamboo. Like, I don't even know how they make them, but they would definitely do your damage. So yeah.
And it's rattan.
No, there's no accoutrements on the sticks, chains, or star balls, or whatever you call them. No, they do wail on each other. India is, I'm pretty sure, under martial law, even though they probably don't call it that right now. So they see two guys standing near to each other, they just start wailing on them. And I don't know if these guys, I know most Indians are plugged in smartphones. Probably get the message either. This is full on worldwide. This is not a local event. This is no 9/11. This is 3/11. I like 3/11 too. It's kind of catchy. But
it's interesting the whole India side of it, because India even itself is I don't want to say ridden with disease, but you know what I mean. I've been there myself, and even in Delhi, it's just unbelievable state of Delhi.
I heard you can't breathe in Delhi. You can't breathe in Beijing. By the way, why wasn't Beijing sort of the center of this? Because they're extraordinary as well.
Even for the virus to hold up, the story of the virus to hold up in places like India, and for people to believe that is just phenomenal itself. Because again, you're talking about a place that would have far more disease than this virus daily.
I think this story holds up in my country. It's I don't know if the smarter the country is, the easier it is to get to the dumber or less educated country. Easier to do. I don't know. I think it works universally. I mean, this is a universal religion. These are a lot of the thoughts of IPS, but I agree with them. Corona religion could be the new world religion. You know, they're talking about uniting everyone under one banner. What has done a better job in the history that you can think of? This is a one world eco religion, and the enemy or the devil in this is the virus. And the virus,
and it is the crown at the same time.
Yeah, this virus can mutate and change whatever way they want. It can infection. It is the most malleable, flexible terror hoax in the history. Like I said, I don't know why they didn't put this off earlier, because this is absolutely fantastic. It is the terror tool of all terror tools.
It's just another allegory for the religion and the script of scientism, really. It's just like another, it's just a major mythology in that script.
Atheistic scientism.
Yeah, the overlying religion is scientism. Without that, this wouldn't be...
Well, yeah, and they're going to be the saviors in the end.
That's the proof that they use.
The Darwinistic, materialistic scientism. But see, the reason... So now you have all these people in America, apparently. Let's say it goes this way, like you guys in Italy or something. We can't even leave the house. We don't have any in America. Our infrastructure doesn't really exist to unload, like, social welfare onto the public in mass.
Yeah.
We don't have that already, you know? So... That would
you
all
guys
to be...
are too decentralized. You see, America's the beauty of America is you're decentralized, and to centralize a decentralized country, I don't even know where you'd start. Well, I guess you could start here. You know, your federal government—they use all of the money to get what they want. They just tell the states, if you don't do this, we won't let you have the money. That's how they get their way. So that is their only tool besides the military.
So if they don't like let them, so if they don't want people going out and they don't have anywhere for people to work to go anyway, we don't have like unemployment insurance and stuff here is what's it called? Below subsistence living. And it's not even easy to qualify for. So, nor are benefits, and they're all governed state to state. So they can change all that and make it federal, I guess, but it would all take a lot of time. Right. And then, so what you have in the meantime is people with no money, and people with money know where to spend it anyway. But a lot of Americans live paycheck to paycheck.
Most of them.
What I'm saying is, if there's if there's nowhere for people to go, like you're gonna have, I would imagine all this curfew and stuff. If it's, I mean, it'll make it easier to pick people up for, you know, criminals. It'll make it easier to start rounding up the poor people. And
speaking of picking people up, now you know why the president of Tinder resigned. His company is finished.
Is it?
Well, think about it. What are you going to put on your profile? Corona free? Tested this week?
Well, I'm hearing that's exactly what's going on, actually. So.
Okay. Well, we can see. John's on Tinder already.
I'm not. No, I've never used it. I don't want to use it. But I know people, and I've been asked. This is a question I asked them. I'm like, so are you still using Tinder? And they explained to me, yeah, this is what's going on. So this is all anecdotal, but yeah, I think you'll find Tinder.
It's like HIV.
The people who were having fun
at
it before are still having fun at it now. I'll put it like that.
You know what I mean? It's like the HIV on the Grindr app. I'm sure there's something
John,
like that.
Put a link to your profile, would you?
If I had one app, I'd be happy to send you a link and you could give me your appraisal of it. But no, I've literally never used Tinder and I don't want to. I think there are some things you need to know if it's going to be good for you or bad. And I think that one would be bad for me. So I'm staying away. But you maybe one of the other guys here. Hold on. They're all married men. Oh, yeah, fair enough. If they had a Tinder, they couldn't say so. Fair enough. All right.
Yeah. Isn't that a great deal, right? You find that you get the old Ashley Madison quote-unquote hacker scam where you just basically get all these adulterous men to, you know, freaking turn over their personal information and proof of their affair. And then how much money is that worth? Apparently, however much it got quote-unquote hacked for. You know?
I think the hacking meme is just advertising. I don't think there's anyone being hacked.
Have you ever been hacked, Ab? If anyone was going to hack somebody, like your website might be a target. Has Fakeologist ever been hacked?
I don't think so, but what would you get? A list of phony email addresses that people register? What good?
Well, a list of self-identifying domestic terrorists, Ab. Like this idea that we're a threat to anybody.
And they all use disposable emails. I just sent an email blast out the other day just because I thought that it wasn't working for years. I didn't realize it until I tested it recently, and half the emails came back. Half the address is dead or gone or disposed of. So if you hack my site, you'd get pretty much nothing, zero benefit. There's an advertisement not to waste your time on fakeologist.com hacking.
Like, without changing the topic too much, this is actually related, though. It's like, if they really cared about us, that they're paying people to come and be fake truthers, to be paid shills, why not just pay some dude in India to hack websites, if it was that easy? Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Well, you could.
Why hasn't Fake All just been hacked? If they're paying people to come and act to be here, why don't I just pay someone to take down the site?
Yeah, at least one of these memes must be a hoax. And then it makes...
I just wonder if they're paying someone in Kuala Lumpur.
Well, someone's paying me. I get money from somewhere, don't I? I'm still here. I'm still standing.
Isn't Ash the latest member of JohnLavon.com?
If she is, she's using an avatar. I Which does happen sometimes. People sign up under different usernames, which confuses the hell out of me until I work out who is who.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's all right, mate. I knew one person on this call would get that. Yeah, because you were on the Sunday Sessions 5 years ago. It's all coming back to me now.
I was a member of your site as well for a while.
Which part of Melbourne were you from?
Southeast suburbs.
Southeast,
out towards, out the Dandenongs, Belgrave, Upper Valley, and all that.
We grew up not too far apart. It's a small world, man.
John, can you set John LeBon up with a beautiful Northern Italian woman, please, and get him settled down?
Sure. Yeah, sure, mate.
I think Ab's jealous of people who are young, single, and free. Well, Ab, don't be too jealous, mate. I can't go anywhere, okay? I'm stuck in a very boring city. And it feels like all the exit points are closing. All of the options are shutting up shop. It's all coming to an end very rapidly. It is phenomenal.
Well, no, I agree.
Hey, John. Do you want your partner to be a Freemason?
Who lives in Sydney.
Are you a Freemason, John?
Freemason. And I don't think women can be Freemasons. I might be mistaken, but I think they have to join some other thing called the
Eastern.
Are you a male? Are you a Freemason?
Who?
You.
I just told you I'm not a Freemason. Someone has put some weird thoughts in your head, and I wonder who it is. I've got my suspicions, but I'm not a Freemason.
Like I said, there's only one person that ever asked if you're a Freemason, and that was Marcus. That was years ago. We haven't heard this question being asked of people in years.
What is the implication, Ash? If somebody is, what are you implying?
I think it's so funny. It's like I'm teasing the listener.
Oh, ironic. That's fine. If it's ironic, I'm
You're being sarcastic? You had me fooled the whole time. I'm giving up my fakeologist card because you fooled me. I'm shredding it now.
I think it's so funny.
So I've got one last question for you because I have to go and make this video that I promised myself I'd make today. But just quickly, this idea of a so-called mark of the beast, I know it's very easy to sort of like close your eyes and shake your head and be like, no, only the conspirators talk about that. However, it would seem as though we might be heading towards some kind of, if you get the vaccine, you also get the tattoo that only shows up under ultraviolet light. I'm not sure if you guys have seen this, but these tattoos apparently do exist. And it would seem as though this vaccine is coming. That seems to be one of the obvious end results of what all of this nonsense going on right now is. So it's not hard to envision the two of them becoming intertwined in 6, 12 months, 18 months.
Is it always this busy here? You guys always this busy?
Who?
Oh, okay.
He's not talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Food. Do you want... Yeah, they're crazy. Do you want me to sign now or just wait till they bang on there? Okay, I'll just wait till I hear them banging away.
Yeah, does anyone here think we might be heading towards a mandatory vaccine or a vaccine where if you get the vaccine, you also get the tattoo, the mark? Do you think that might be done?
They never seem to do things as full... they never seem to do things as full mandatory, though, do they? It's always like you have a few less choices in your life.
The mark of the beast says you don't have to have it. It says you cannot buy or sell without it. So it's got that choice kind of thing in there, doesn't it? But like John's saying.
Can't get on a plane. Right. I can see them tying to that. That's possible.
That's inevitable. That's impossible to not be inevitable.
But it also, I've been thinking about that as well. And I think it also then, for some of us at least, it probably almost reconfirms your lifestyle choices anyway. It almost like pushes you more into that direction of the more they carry on like this, the more you sort of realize that, yeah, I don't want to go with you anyway, or I don't want this system you're building in a sense, and you sort of more isolate yourself from it to a degree. I don't know if that made sense. It did in my head, but...
Well, it's becoming where you're not going to be able to get away from it at all. Already you can't, but, you know, it's not like you can go be live in the mountains by yourself or something. I mean, I guess that's possible, but that's really like what you're a human being and part of human life is social and civil, you know, and like, I mean, there's an option to say like, oh, I'll go in the woods, live by myself. And well, maybe, but why don't you just do that now? Cause I guarantee it's better than what we have now too anyway. So if like social, like this, flee to the wilderness kind of idea, which is popular in a lot of these things is really like a self-terminating ideation. It's like an idea of it's just like self-terminating.
Is that slightly the path we're all subconsciously choosing in a way? No, I'm not saying quite physically or literally. I just mean almost like subconsciously, is this something we're almost inevitably walking towards if we continue on this path of...
You mean the dichotomy between the beast and the...
Wanting to comply to it.
Well, I think, I know, because I've gone through the amendments to the Telecommunications Act in Australia, and it is just unequivocally stated there that there is going to be a differentiation between the amendments which now allow international production orders. And that means that Australia and every other country, and it's beyond the Five Eyes, they are no longer liable to domestic laws of privacy or the Health Act. So whether the telecommunications invade our privacy or whether 5G or whatever harm our health or whatever it is, it's none of them are liable to it anymore. And so I think that's connected.
That's how that's how it was back in 2012-ish. That's when all this, what's it called? Intellectual property and, all these governances of these things that are governed out like Switzerland and, you know, all this, governance, and arbitration replaced being able to sue people, you know? This was like I can't remember what it's called. But what you're talking about is yeah, building on top of that. It was the,
So beyond I know
it was like the data sharing stuff.
Yeah, but so this is like removing encryption. This is so much beyond that. And every government, like I shared a few weeks ago, how I looked up all the bills going in through congress.gov in America, and one of them was removing any liability from health professionals during an emergency situation. I've been trying to put in the live show chats, the bills in Canada. I mean, this is what's happening right under our noses.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I'm Original Simulant from Florida. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com, motherfucker.
Gay.
Do you remember the day when you did that? That's when you were much younger.
Yeah.
So does anyone here, I don't mean to monopolize the topic, but just quickly, does anyone here think this won't happen? Is anyone like, no, the Mark of the Beast stuff is still... crazy Christian crap, or are people starting to think maybe this is coming?
I'm not buying it too much right now, John, but I would also point out that I would never imagine this. Mike.
You don't. Yeah. Of course there's going to be a biological marker for a biological implant or something that will be, I mean, of course, maybe it'd be in a tattoo form or some other chip form, but you think 100 years from now, the way things have just gone, forget coronavirus, just the way things are going in general. Do you think it wasn't going to, all the data and information wasn't going to be centralized on something, and inevitably that would be somehow tied to, you know, physically to the person? Of course it
was. That's a good question. Honestly, man, inevitable. You're right. It is inevitable. But I think for me, and I've noticed this speaking to some other people, it's like we didn't really think it'd be in our lifetime, though. You know what I mean? It's like this can be someone else's problem, but they're not going to get that far in the next 50 years. But they are.
That's clear now. The delusion of exponential relationships is, like, when I was teaching and learning science or whatever, like, you learn pharmacology, you learn the impact of drugs, and you learn, you know, radiology and radioactive properties, and it's all about the half-life. It's all about the exponential growth. And it's like, that's what it's about. It's about things to the power of two. It's about things like, going up a curve, and it's like everything just seems so massive. And I try and talk to my family that grew up in their 60s and everything. It's like they struggle to understand. It's like, well, when they think of it, it's like, well, wait a second. Actually, you're right. Like, we didn't experience the exponential growth in technology, in careers, in everything that you as a generation are experiencing now. I think that's a definite, you know, distraction.
So sorry, this is just related to all of this real quick, and I just shared a progression of from Wired magazine from 1996 through 2018 on their discussion of implementation of RFID chips, and in 1996 they referred to it as the mark of the beast, and they had articles, and it was kind of vilifying the idea of it. This how this is insane that someone would do this. And then maybe 10 years later, another article came out, or 5 years later, and they were just saying like, oh, look at this interesting new technology that the government is looking into. And then in 2018, it's an article from the same goddamn website, and they're just giving you examples of how useful it is in your day-to-day life. So there's just like the short like how that gets introduced.
Listen, let me just say, Amazon Go is a store where you walk in, you buy all your stuff, and I guess it's RFID, you walk out. Touching, there's no cashier, calculate the goods on the way out.
Let me tell you how it's going to work. They're going to put a freaking, it's not going to be a tag, it's going to be like a lithograph, like a photo lithograph kind of thing, gimmick, it'll be invisible, sort of, but like you'll,
I'm just talking about,
saying that they'll, with all this nonsense about how your DNA is code and all this stuff, they're going to say that they can download the freaking vaccine to your tattoo, you know, from the cloud. To keep you, I mean, it's just so easy to see where out you can.
Where are they putting on there?
Where are they putting your barcode there, OS? Where will you have your barcode put? Forehead.
Foreskin.
Foreskin. Oh, back.
He foretells. What were you going to say, Critical Thinker?
No, just off the back of what Original Simulant just said is that. They're going to make it that outlandish, you know what I mean? It's going to be that obviously full of shit that, from what we can see at the moment, is that just makes people eat it up even more. The more crazy it gets.
That's right.
The more people eat it up.
It's all right. Like, it was, from my cult experience as a kid or whatever, like, that's what it is. It's all cognitive dissonance. It's hypnotism. The more ridiculous something is, it's like, the more the brain, because you've got all the blood flow, and this is physiologically proven, all the blood flow going to your amygdala, the reptilian part of your brain. You don't have much blood flow to your CEO center, your frontal lobe, and people will just eat it up.
Amygdala. Yeah. On the No Agenda show, they are always talking about shrinking amygdala. What is that exactly? Is that the part of the brain that programs fear? What is it?
Yeah. So it's part of the midbrain region. So your amygdala. So you got your so like the controllers of your autonomous processes, you've got your, you know, they say, you know, so then, your hyper HPA axis, your hyper, pituitary axis, hypothalamic pituitary axis there. So yeah, that's a fight, flight, or whatever response. So
is the pineal gland a hoax? Is that a real thing, the pineal gland?
I don't know.
This idea of calcified pineal glands. I've always wondered if that's a hoax. You know what I mean? But anyway, this,
I'm sure there's some truth to it,
that,
like anything.
Mixed company here.
Yeah, mixed company. Yeah, so guys, I'm going to take off, but it was, good to chat with you.
What are you working on now? Tell everybody. What's your,
I've got a little video I want to make about this, coronavirus, which I'm sure you've heard of. And, I'm promoting the hell out of my new backup. My backup YouTube channel, Ab. I've got a backup. Yeah. And so I've put a video there, and now I'm just going to spend the next week putting smaller videos from the original video onto the first channel to drive traffic to the second channel. So now I've got a BitChute, I've got two YouTube channels, and a mailing list. So I'm starting to feel close to bulletproof.
Protected.
You know what I mean? Slowly.
What about like...
And then also, another thing I'm going to make a video about, did you guys remember this film from like... 7 years ago called This Is The End, starring all of the supposedly funny people who people
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
well, I'll bring it up right now. Who are the stars? Is it Seth?
Yeah,
Seth
Rogen? I heard of it.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. It's all the people that do all the Seth Rogen movies. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a movie from 2013. Let's have a look. Starring Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, James Franco, Emma Watson, right? Michael Cera. So it was a pretty popular film. How much did it gross, supposedly, at the box office? $120 on a $32 budget. So supposedly pretty successful as well. Anyway, long story short, it's a movie about the end of times, like the apocalypse kind of thing. And right before the apocalypse happens, so these people are just living their lives, and then I think one of them does something wrong. I can't remember. I saw it, but I don't really remember it. But somehow they kind of brought the apocalypse on themselves. Like they kind of messed up. They were leading hedonistic lives. This is all from memory. Don't quote me on this. But the point is, at some point, that's it. The apocalypse happens. Immediately before that, they're in a convenience store, and one of the dudes says something, then the apocalypse happens, and guess what is in shot right next to his head? It's a logo of a company. Do you want to guess the company?
Corona.
Of course. And then I say to people,
awesome.
Where's our resident coincidologist? There he is, Ab. You tell me, Ab, if what I just told you is true, that the final frame before the apocalypse happens in the movie This Is the End is Corona, is this a coincidence in your opinion?
Called a coincidologist, are you insulting me? Is that a compliment?
Well, if these things are coincidences, then it's a compliment. If these things are not coincidences, then it is a...
I call it precondition.
Backhanded compliment.
It's not predictive programming. It's called precondition.
Except what's the point of it, though? Why do they do it? What are they like? Are they intentionally doing this, or is this something bigger than the humans doing this?
It's like your foil-made lunar lander, really? Though, isn't it? It's got to be as silly as possible, or else it's
preconditioning. Yeah. So you accept the word, you accept the idea, even as being normalized. It normalizes something. Keep talking about something and inserting it in the narrative. It normalizes.
But this wasn't talking about it. This was just an obscure. This was like an obscure so-called coincidence.
It's an Easter egg. It's an Easter egg, then.
Ab, I have a question.
But like, what's the point?
Have you read about synchronicity and you reject it because you've actually researched it, or do you just reject it and without looking
into it? I have not really looked into it. No.
Okay.
I don't think I have to look at every single thing that someone tells me to look into. So I don't look into it. But just on the surface. Doesn't seem sense. It's treading on Mandela effect territory, and I don't look into Mandela either.
I'm gonna sign off, guys. If I can butt in there.
Okay, can you do a bumper for us before
bumper?
You leave? You could do it here, or since you're breathing.
I saw it on your site. Yeah. Yeah, I'll jump on the site. Do it that way.
Oh,
yeah,
perfect.
I'm lucky.
Thank
my
you.
My son's managed to stay asleep the whole time. Shucks. The front of my chest.
Oh, that's really
nice
beautiful.
Nice one, guys.
Thank you for joining. Come back anytime.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks very much. We'll speak soon, eh? Take care.
Perfect, thanks. There
you too,
bye-bye.
From
the Ciao. Valley right. Near Bologna, Italy.
I'm from a ham steak, Illinois.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm not very quick with puns.
It wasn't funny anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Sometimes you just go out there and you just swing at a wild pitch, even though you know you don't have a chance.
Like a heifer. Wait, that's a goose or a moose. I don't know. What are wild pigs called? They're called boars.
So remember we were talking about the RFID thing earlier? Not the RFID, the magic band for Disney?
Uh-huh.
Even though the whole place could be a receiver, and is, I mean, there's no could be, it certainly is. But just about the magic band itself, the design, let's read this real quick. Sealed inside the middle of the inner band is circuitry consisting of a high-frequency and ultra-high-frequency antenna and coin cell battery, all embedded on a PCB board. So, there you go. A printed circuit board. So, you guys on you still?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm working right now.
How about Dante?
Dante! Tell us how the cow ate the cabbage.
Tell you how the cow ate the cabbage?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but how's this one without looking it up? There were 28 cows on the farm, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
Four.
Hello?
Four. Four the answer?
Nope.
40 answer?
Nah, I'll let you think it over. Only get three guesses. So, where'd Ab go?
I think he's drinking. How's your friends on the front lines of the coronavirus doing? And your how are they standing under your mind terrorism?
Your dissidents.
The few people that I know pretty well. It's tough to say how well I know people because. I know people very well that lie all the time, but pretty reliable sources. One in Florida who thinks it's a hoax, but not in the fakeology sense of the hoax. He's in more of the, you know, media is embellishing and making it a big deal about nothing. He's on the front lines. He's been there and doing 48-hour shifts. He's in this like a trauma center.
What's happening on the front lines? Tell us. And what hospital?
That's what I was wondering too.
So we can
say are they getting
we can send,
lots of patients?
Jason Goodman over with his camera, who's walking around New York,
looking okay. for hospitals where there's something happening. Tell us the hospital.
All right, well,
send Jason.
All right, I can't talk if, like, there's two things. I've posted many, many, many screenshots of chat threads in the JLB server. So if you're interested at all, like verbatim, word for word, the feedback that I'm getting from different sources. So I don't know how much time you have, but there's plenty there. I'm happy to upload some stuff here. I have actually uploaded some stuff to Fakeologist general channel. Basically, the last word I got just yesterday was from a nurse I know that works very close. Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so I know somebody fairly well that is a nurse in the hospital right next to the one that guy was just filming at, Bellevue.
Jason Goodman.
He's also worked at Bellevue. Okay. She split time at Bellevue for other things, for, you know, like for, but she, in the last week is on a one day on, one day off. They've given she's in the radiology department, but which is right next to where they were testing people for CV. It's total scared, total normie. But you know, she, we chat from time to time, and we've been chatting more frequently over WhatsApp in the last few weeks. But she said that all the nurses have been taken off of the floors that they're traditionally on. They're no longer accessible. So all she hears is from other staff, and the main things I'm getting from her is that everybody's crying, everybody's panicked. There's no supplies. They're scared shitless. But I'm not getting anything about people dying and, you know, over flooding the hallways, you know, which is, I'm trying to get to that information, but it's like, you know, kind of ships passing in the night. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry that you're feeling upset. I'm sorry that you're scared. I know I'm empathetic to that, but I'm trying to validate like all these news reports. And so what she does is she sends me copies of links to the Elmhurst Hospital, which is way out in fucking Queens.
Yeah.
Of all these people that had just died yesterday. I'm like, all right, but I can't verify any of these deaths. And now all the normies they're making a point to select the cases that are not 70, 80 years old with underlying health conditions. The minute they see something of like a 38-year-old that is in a coma or anything like that, they specifically try to point that out. So, you know, they're clearly doing a little bit of cognitive dissonance, but that's one contact. I have another contact in a Florida hospital. He deals with like emergency trauma, like gunshot wounds type stuff. And then he's also in the ER for other things. In the last few weeks, I've been consistently getting updates from one of my normie friends that is kind of skeptical, but kind of always defaults to the official narrative and the official reports. But he keeps saying like, this is way overblown. Nothing I haven't seen before. It's flu season, just elderly people that I have to help breathe. You know, sometimes he's sticking the tubes in their mouths, but he said it's just nothing abnormal, not even like an uptick. But again, all the normies will be like, oh, well, that's not you know, a hot zone. That's not where the epicenter of the epidemic is. If he was in northern Italy, if he was in New York City, if he was in all these places that they say are having all these deaths, then their experience would be different. I have another contact. It's like a friend client that his cousin works at a Bronx hospital. He said that there's nothing going on up there. And then all I have is just all the like friends of mine that work in Midtown and other places scattered throughout the city or now working from home. They're just getting people that they know from their, you know, everybody knows a guy and it's not like old friends, sisters, cousins, neighbor. I mean, it's people that they know that may have been tested positive, or they know through one of their clients at like a, you know, a trading firm who has a relative that's a doctor, and they say, oh, it's crazy. But I think people lie. I think people are in.
People want to be part of the story too.
They want to be part of the story. I'm sensing it. Like, cause like I have friends of mine that are like desperate to tell me about this person and that person that tested positive. They're all, and it's like, all right. And they think that this is all proof that it's not a hoax. And I'm like, okay, so it's
none of it's convincing to me at all.
Exactly, like none of it.
I really want to look. We know there's hospitals. We know there's nurses. We know there's sick people. We know old people get sicker than young people. It's the way life. We get it. I think we have to start asking the core question: who's doing the test? What is the test?
How does it prove it? Who, and the biggest lab in Canada does not do COVID testing. Okay, so they say the health department testing. Where is the testing center? Let's talk to someone who's doing a test. What does it show? Listen, we're all scientifically literate. At least we're told we're scientifically literate. Most people learn about mitochondria, cell membranes. Let's have all that information. Lay it out for the science classes. Let's go. Let's have the full Monty. What is the test? Where? I want to know all of that. Who's doing the test? Do any doctors agree with the test? Do they agree with the findings? Do they agree it's a real test? That is the core question that has to be answered.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Well, we don't accept the reality of the world as it presented because it's obviously lots of lies because the most biggest weakness, the biggest Achilles heel of humans is they are gullible as hell. They soak this stuff up, especially when it comes to science, because it's just a form of voodoo magic with a lot of statistics. Many, many, many cases. Let's see the test. Who the hell's doing the test? Where are the tests? Let's go.
Well, Quest Labs, it's a big lab. I hear they're doing tests. I don't follow all that because I'm not planning to get tested. And I have no doubt that whatever symptoms people are experiencing, if it's like 101 fever or whatever markers they claim are consistent with the corona, they'll just check the box and inflate the numbers. And the nurses don't know any better. They're just taking instructions. The doctors don't know any better.
Those aren't tests. Yeah, right. I agree.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I like the Simpsons episode. They said, if you're feeling hungry in the morning, tired at night, and you sneeze in the day, like the definition.
I can't hear anything Ab is saying right now. Can you?
No. I appreciate your anecdotes about...
I'm sorry. I can't hear.
I stopped talking because I'm frustrated with this. Everyone is ignoring the kernel of the lie. We have to break apart the kernel inside this big, massive tumor they've created around it because there's nothing to it. You know when you try and get rid of a wart, you're just trying to get the little cell in the middle that is causing your body to create this reaction that we call a wart. Let's get rid of that little tiny thing. Let's blow that lie apart and then see what's left. And I have a feeling you don't find anything. There's nothing there. The emperor has no clothes.
I agree with you, but when everybody thinks the emperor has clothes because everybody else says that the emperor has clothes, and in their eyesight, they remember the emperor having clothes. They believe the emperor has clothes.
We accept the reality with which we are given.
I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal. Like, to the normies, and I don't want to just spend the next 20 minutes complaining about normies. I do that too much. But the news articles, the government reports, the death counts of yesterday in Spain, that's what's real. Asking, all right, who determines the test? All those questions you just asked, they're not going to ask themselves that. And even if they furnished you with an answer of like, oh yeah, well, this is the amount of fluid in the lungs, and they're able to determine it on an x-ray, and they're, you know, you have to come up with reasonable conclusions because it's so risky, because there's clearly this strain of the flu can get worse very quickly, and if you don't get to the hospital and on a respirator and you're not diagnosed, you could die. Like, all they're just, you know, obviously parroting all the mantras, and then they hear from people 3 degrees of separation removed that somebody that was in relatively good health is really not doing well. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. So I don't, Ab, I agree with you, but do you think that that's going to be helpful? Do you, in light of stuff like the Luna Lander and 9/11 and Sandy Hook, like if they can't see that years after the fact when the emotions should have subsided.
Yeah.
In the real time, like panic, when they actually are at risk, it's one thing to see like, some school shooting that's in some like podunk town, and you know that they're not at risk, but everybody thinks they're actually going to die if they contract this virus. You're never going to wake anybody up.
I just ran into a guy wearing rubber gloves and was putting sanitizer on his rubber gloves, and I'm looking at him. I say, "Are you kidding? Sanitizing your rubber gloves?"
Yep.
And the guy is going, oh, yeah, it's really deadly. Yeah, I can't even talk to a guy like that. I just look and just roll my eyes and say, yeah, well, you keep believing.
Everybody around.
I'll live mine. I can't do a damn thing for you. You're washing your rubber gloves with alcohol.
Everything was normal where I'm at until, like, last week. People were literally at cash registers at little bakeries spraying the cash with, like some type of alcohol or whatever.
Yeah.
They had the mask on and they had the gloves on, and it was spraying the cash on the register every time that it opened and closed. I'm like, geez, this is insane. But
this is why 311 is much worse than 9/11 for people like us, because we are now fighting every, not just the New York who saw the plane or said they saw the planes or they know someone. We are arguing with everybody. What an impossible task we have been given, honest to God. And that's why I really appreciate these than ever, because otherwise probably would go nuts. I'm lucky I'm married to a fakeologist. She didn't start off that way, but she's possibly more than I am now. She's an angry fakeologist now, but this, she is just angry. But yeah, it's 311 is bigger than 9/11.
Oh, definitely. That's not even in question anymore, I don't think. Yeah.
Good luck with the 311 domain names, by the way. Go ahead and try to find any of those. Yeah, good luck.
Well, you know what? I picked a fakeologist. It is a recipe for all. It works anytime, anywhere, what we're talking about.
The thing is, like, I was posted this on JLB last night. If this was planned long in advance, as we suspect many of these things are, what is
it.
Right?
They
but what
is it? Event 201. John
okay.
Topkin, Bill Gates, they're all there.
Is it me, or does Av have a bad connection right now?
Well, I think I have a. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's off the rails right now. His connection.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, like, there's a predictability to the flu season, but there is a high concentration, apparently, again, in certain pockets. And, it wouldn't surprise me if there was some variation on the traditional strain that hits people or certain people a little harder or has a little bit more of a respiratory punch, for lack of a better expression. What do you think that the people who run the show have some type of influence, well, that's no pun intended, on the actual thing that the
saying,
actual
do they know how to, if there is an active strain, do you think, are they saying, can they control what types of the population? Are they aware which types of population will be susceptible over others? Is that
that, and as well, could they manipulate release? You know, how much power do you think that they have because they're scripting this story and they had all this agenda in place? I'm sure they wanted a lot more control over the actual bug, you know, in terms of.
That's why I don't really believe that there is, the bug is not really as dangerous as it's being led to believe, just because even if it is, let's just pretend again, that's real. It's like, it only attacks compromised immune systems like any other, or there's only an adverse reaction with a compromised immune system when somebody is experiencing a viral infection generally. So it's no different than like HIV. It's the same thing, like doing poppers and partying all night. And, you know, I mean, that it wasn't just having sex with a gay guy that had HIV. It was like you had to be compromised in order for it to affect you.
Right.
You know, I think so. If you're looking at it like that, I honestly do believe that that's how these things work in reality when they are real. Whether or not this is real to that extent, I don't know.
Right. But because of this, whether it's 311, whether this was years in advance planning, I don't think that they would just risk, oh, let's just glom on to whatever that year's flu strain is. You know, like
be the risk, Dante, if I could ask, what would be the risk? What would be the risk of glomming onto it?
Well, the risk in terms of the number of actual flu cases, like what if it was a more mild seasonal flu?
I think they just make it up anyway. You know, I mean, you can just always make it up. It's, I guess that's my, that would be what yeah, I would think.
I think it's like no different than, it's no different than 9/11. Like what you're describing, Dante, being in New York area, compared to like me or Ash when she was saying she's not experiencing a lot of things. I think it doesn't have to be experienced in the smaller communities because there is such an easy hive mind to control in those large communities, and those people have now the social media to spread out throughout everybody. So if you can control the narrative in the large communities, it'll just, they're the ones with a bigger voice. It's like, there's no point of using Twitter out here to connect with people in my immediate vicinity. Only reason I would use Twitter if I wanted to would be to connect with people who are using it in like New York, so, or Chicago or something, because those people all, it's like the hive mind works like that. So it doesn't even have to be spread out throughout everywhere. It just has to be, the idea has to be spread in like the concentrated areas for it to, you know, become a viral outbreak of the mind.
Right. But the specific symptoms, I understand and I'm in accord with you, but the specific symptoms that they're saying to test for and that maybe comes up on these tests and all the specific testers, if there is any kind of variation, I'm not aware of this, but is there any variation on the traditional flu compared to COVID where it's like, oh, you definitely have COVID? Or is it just a generic, oh, if you have 101, let's just be precautious and yes, you have CV. Okay. Therefore.
Yep, I understand what you're saying now. So yeah, we have a resident fakeologist nurse that I brought on here, a new guy, and he is a nurse and he works in like LA and, he's really, really intelligent guy. So I had him look into like all the idea of like, and we both together, like how they're determining different strands of viruses. And what it comes down to in the end is just, virus is just a strand of RNA and its specific shape dictates which, viral, or, flu it is. You know, it's just like, so it's just a shape.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. My question is this. I love to know how they do the magic trick. And we'll never know because no one's going to tell us. But we can find out, how is the test, where does the test come from? Is the test a central authority in the world? Does the WHO give out the test?
Who created it?
Who exactly? What are the mechanics of the test? Because I'm not saying the test is a bogus test. There is some test, I agree. Where did they distribute it? Who told people how to? And because that might be how you control the medical. Because if I tell you, here's the test, we invented it, a doctor is just they'll just do the test. A lot of technicians, and they can't even. I've ever had a John's favorite ultrasound. Even though the ultrasound person works the machine, they do the whole thing, they're not allowed to tell you what they're looking at a lot of the time. Actually, I had my heart looked at, actually, with an ultrasound. I asked her, do I have a heart? She said, yeah. How's it working? Yeah, it's okay, but I can't comment. You have to have the cardiologist tell you what's going on with this. I said, oh, great. I got to wait a week.
Would you guys mind if I did if I read something out of our local paper here? It's from March 17th. It talks about the testing, how it's determined. And
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's not terribly long, but bear with me here, okay? From the Lakeland Ledger.
From the Lakeland Ledger. Wow.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I thought I was on the Ledger. Now I'm all screwed.
Is that like the New York Times?
News Chief. By Sarah Megan Wald. Coronavirus in Florida. How many tests done in Polk? Well, county facing limited testing capacity for COVID-19. True numbers of tests given not known, according to Polk's head for the Florida Department of Health. Polk County is the county in which I live in Florida. It's Florida's largest geographic county. Lakeland, Florida Department of Health reports 1,483 people have been tested for the coronavirus as of Monday, but it remains unclear how many are from Polk County. Dr. Joy Jackson, director of Polk County's Department of Health, told Lakeland City Commissioners there are, quote, still capacity issues, end quote, with COVID-19 testing at their Monday meeting. Commissioner Stephanie Madden directly questioned Jackson about how many Polk or Lakeland residents have been tested for COVID-19 after showing possible symptoms. Quote, I do not have a number, she said. I don't have a number for you. I'm sorry, end quote. As of Sunday, the state reported currently having 1,000 testing kits on hand. Governor Ron DeSantis said the state would be purchasing an additional 2,500 kits, enough
from
to test
where?
Six. It's going to go into that. 2,500 kits, enough to test 625,000 of the state's 21.3 million residents. Lakeland Regional Health has tested approximately, quote, a few dozen, end quote, patients for the coronavirus, according to spokeswoman Jennifer Audette. Dr. Stephen Ockinger, managing partner of Watson Clinic, said his organization was able to obtain 26 test kits as of last Friday. Ockinger said that out of approximately 400 patients who reported respiratory symptoms over the weekend, only 9 had COVID-19 testing performed. Quote, there's a substantial risk we are missing candidates looking at those numbers, he said. If given liberty to allow a physician to make a determination, far more tests would have been sent, end quote. Ockinger said that doctors are using the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Risk Assessment Survey to determine what individuals are tested for the coronavirus, which at first put a heavy emphasis on international travel, then cruise ships. Quote, the candidates for testing is a changing dynamic on a daily basis. I will emphasize that, he said, end quote. Jackson said Polk County is still experiencing above average levels of influenza activity. It can be very difficult to tell the difference between people who have the flu or the corona based on initial symptoms, a fever and a cough. Quote, not everything is corona-19, she said. We need more rapid testing to discern the difference, end quote. Currently, Jackson said there is a 2 to 4 day wait for results of coronavirus testing. Jackson said she's hopeful that technological advances in disease testing and private corporate labs stepping forward to help process results, LabCorp and Quest Diagnostics, will help reduce the wait time. Ockinger said he hopes Watson Clinic's weekend patients will have results by Tuesday. Quote, it really, really hampers the ability of doctors in an office to practice good medicine without good, reliable testing that's quick and fast, end quote. Dr. Daniel Height, an infectious disease specialist and vice president of community health at Lakeland Regional Hospital, said he encourages people who feel mildly ill to stay at home. Quote, coming into a clinic or healthcare facility or emergency room with mild symptoms is not the best advice at this moment. Please stay home and isolate yourself. Height said people with mild flu-like symptoms staying at home also will help ensure space for new admissions for those who need most critical care. Most of the area's hospitals and urgent care clinics and healthcare providers are asking for anyone who thinks they have symptoms of the virus to call ahead to receive special instructions. Watson Clinic has had some concerns acquiring the necessary supplies to handle the COVID-19. Some items are still on back order from more than a month ago. And particularly, he mentioned the difficulty obtaining masks, hand sanitizer, and testing swabs and test kits.
Is there anything there that says where did the test come from, who administered the test, who made the test? You see, that story you just read, that's everywhere. I could have read the same story in such
the geographic there was one where he, here.
Yeah.
Hold on. There was one. I had the wrong story. Sorry. There was one where he talked about how they gathered them all.
Fakeologist.com. I post a story. That if you read the story, if you go behind the headline, and I'm not a great reader, I'm not great at comprehension, but there was nothing that explained where did the test come from, who's doing the test, who interprets the results. You see, it's just like the nuclear lie. Oh. The nuclear lie works because international scientists, nuclear physicists, are the ones that really run all the plants, and they travel around. There's no local nuclear physicist. So these are the astrophysicists of the nuclear lie. They're the magi that are international body. They're not local. All the situation is international.
Here we go. I read the wrong part of the story. DeSantis held the news conference at the Hard
Rock. Starting to break up.
Now you're breaking up.
Stadium in Miami Gardens. Less than 2 months after hosting the Super Bowl, the stadium is NIFRU testing site recently opened by the National. On Sunday, they were testing first response. Well, it looks like the National Guard is testing at the stadium, at the Miami football stadium, according to this.
We didn't get any of that.
Oh, man.
Not a word.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Can you hear me now?
little
sounds
bit.
Good.
It said that the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami is now the home of a drive-through testing site. God damn it.
You're completely robotic.
Yeah, he's in a bad area. Bad cell.
Sometimes I just have to delete the, turn off the app and restart it, and then that works well too.
Yeah, logging in and out works.
So if anybody's interested in, so I think you're skipping a step, Ev, on, and you're absolutely correct, by the way. I'd agree with who is interpreting it, but I wonder if people are actually interested in the explanation of how, what the process is of how they interpret it. So that's separate than who's interpreting it. And what, yeah. what we're talking about there then is extraction of DNA and then a process of mixing.
Wait. There's the central, there's the other central part of the lie.
No. So what I'm saying is before we get to breaking it down, we have to
what if
explain.
DNA does not exist?
I'm not, yeah, no,
DNA
I agree. Sure. Okay, well, to be fair, what I'm saying is until we can establish what the mainstream explanation is, we can't just keep on being critical of every point until we get, let's get the big picture and then break it all down. Cause I'm not disagreeing with you even on that point either, but yeah. It helps to at least explain to me your.
I can't hear anybody.
He just went away too. As soon as we get to the good stuff, everyone's phone goes for a dump.
Am I being heard?
No, now I can hear you. Try again.
Okay. So what they explain, what the way it works is they have to, they'll take like a sample out of your nose with a swab and they'll put it onto a slide, but eventually, but before it gets to that, basically what they have to do is they have to separate the RNA from the cell, right? So they're going to, sorry.
You lost me already, honestly. You know, the DNA RNA lie is, I guess, central thing.
Well, yeah. So what they do is they add like a series of chemicals and dyes in order, and then they run it through a centrifuge to separate it. And then the dyes are designed to attach to certain proteins. And so what they assume then is that whatever dyes are become visible after going through the centrifuge, that the RNA that they're looking at. So you can, but the real issue with all that is. The process of even getting to that point has to go through so many chemical reactions and separations that you don't actually know what's happening to that RNA in the process of getting to be able to view it because you have to mess with it. It's not part of the body anymore. It's not its original form. It's got chemicals added to it and all this stuff, right? So that has to be taken into consideration, the disinfecting of it and all this stuff, right? They are trying to neutralize it. I think that'd be more interesting to you, but yeah, so what they do is they, I'll just read this part. We put in some special dyes. So I hate when they talk like this, but we put in some special dyes. So when it builds to the right DNA we're looking for, we can see the color light up on special machines. And I can confirm this. I have a brother who works in a lab that research autism. And this is exactly how he explained it to me, what he did day-to-day processes. But the point is it has to go through all of this in order to then confirm that that is in fact the type of RNA that they're looking for. So they're not able to diagnose anybody until it goes through this rigorous process. So these testing kits at home that people are having are more likely just, and from my research, testing antigens and antibodies like IgGM, IgG antibody responses. And then...
Now, in order to understand what you're saying, the central lie about what a virus is it's a body that has no...
Yeah, fair, but I agree. But this doesn't even so this part of the research doesn't actually jump to a conclusion on that.
Am I coming?
No, you're real spotty. You're real broken up.
Oh, I got a green light now. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We hear you. We hear you. We're here for you. What did George Bush say? The central lie of a virus is it's a body that has no power. It's got no cellular structure. All it has is a bunch of RNA. It vaccinates cell, puts its RNA, which is allegedly a print of a cell, and takes over the cell and all its structure. That is the official BS horseshit story of a virus.
Yeah, I agree.
You're
I agree
saying
completely.
They're though. Looking for that little body that has only RNA in it. This
well, the RNA is what they say the virus is. That's what they say the virus is the RNA.
So basically it's free radical RNA. It's RNA just floating around looking for someone to latch onto and inject it.
It's not alive. It can't look for anything. It's not alive, right?
It's just there. It's just waiting. Yeah, it doesn't have any cellular structure. It's just RNA. It's just a blueprint. It would be like a blueprint of a house that just wandered into Home Depot and all of a sudden instructed Home Depot to build the house based on the plans that just blew in the front door of Home Depot. Does that make any sense to anybody here? That's the analogy I just came up with.
It does make sense if we're talking about compromised immune systems. And this is still what this does is you're right on the germ theory thing, I believe. I believe there is really something to that. And that's why what I'm speaking on is through the lens of what you're describing. So if we actually want to look at what's actually happening, it's that if compromised immune system and lack of like vitamin A and different thyroid issues causes your cell to be compromised, in which the RNA inside of the cell is then able to break through the cytoplasm and attach to DNA in the nucleus. This is what they explain, right? So unless you have a compromised immune system, that RNA, which you don't pick up on just like a surface, it just exists naturally. And it's not able to even have a reaction unless you have the cells are compromised for some reason. So it's not that it gets into the cell and then spreads. It's that it already exists in there. And if you're...
That's not what the virus cartoon said.
Well, I think... Rachel, can you guys hear me?
Yep, you're clear as day. Yep, clear as day. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I get what Will is saying is like that if we wanted to say that viruses don't exist, that's fine. We just don't even have to talk about this. The tests and shit don't have... They're completely irrelevant then anyway. Like, I mean, obviously they don't... You know, obviously they're... But it's like it's like talking about different issues, you know.
But DNA is science fiction too.
Well, so is the coronavirus app. So I don't understand why attacking the test for the fake thing.
I'm just trying to break down the component fakery. That's all I'm doing. I'm breaking it down to the structure, the wood frame. This.
Okay, explain to me then. Explain, because what I think, and I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, but. It's the process of how you got there based off the evidence that you were presented. How did you get to that point instead of just saying it is fake? Do you understand what I'm saying? What evidence did you come across that broke it down and where are the holes in it instead of just saying it's a hoax, you know, DNA isn't real.
SMJ breaks down the inventor of DNA RNA, the one that created that model. He breaks down the person's history, what they're about. He has done pages of stuff on the site about. Basically, the guy's a science fiction. I wish SMJ would come on the call once. Fantastic memorizer of all this material.
What
you really grasp of it, though, because what I'm describing is the real germ theory and not the mainstream. And so, what I'm actually describing, you should be under. I'm describing the technical aspect of how you view viruses and germ theory working. I'm not actually describing anymore. I stopped describing the fiction that it's being told. The way I'm describing it is how they function according to people like him. That's the technical aspect. So that is, to be clear, okay? So I'm actually trying to describe what I believe at this point. I didn't separate, when I kind of, went off on a tangent. But that is, the way I described it is how cutting edge, redefining of germ theory people, that's how they describe it. And that makes more sense to me than the fiction of just like DNA and then viruses. We pick them up on surfaces and all this bullshit. So that's why I was just trying to be more helpful and trying to expand on what your conclusions were by giving like some of the raw explanation.
because we want to know how the tests are done and what the process is. And you went into that about because of the separation and that it's not like you don't snap a swab and then stir it around in a little solution in the CVS yeah. minute clinic and then they come back with a thing. How long does it say? Like 24 to 48 hours, 72 hours or something? So you're contagious. They can't even tell you if you really, they can't tell whether or not you have it. They can't even tell whether or not you should be tested.
I think this is part of the lie. They've picked an ambiguous test with ambiguous results. All of that is part of it. This is part of the thought process of the builder's lie. That's just allowing the confusion to reign supreme. So nobody really has a handle on any part of it. I just wanted to know if there was a centralized testing facility or a place that issues all the tests, or can any lab take the template and build the tests themselves?
The CDC was originally, CDC was originally the only lab allowed to do the tests, and then they opened it up in the beginning of March or late February to allow quote-unquote, elite research schools and hospitals to develop their own tests. What guide work they have to go on, I don't know, but, you know, I'm not sure. But those tests themselves, I don't know. I would imagine, maybe Willis knows this, I would imagine that the tests are supposed to undergo, the tests themselves are supposed to undergo some kind of scrutiny before they're allowed to be considered as, you know, valid tests in general, or as valid for testing for anything in general before they're allowed to be rolled out to test for something. Clearly, there's no way there's enough time for that in between, you know, having it pass through all those regulations. So they relaxed it.
Having no time and having no ready test available, that's all part of the script. I'm certain of that. This is not some random, oh my goodness, caught with their pants down situation. This is part of it. Part of the whole panic, fear, confusion.
I think this is how I would run my PSYOP too. Yeah, pretty good. You know, I don't think I would make it super complicated. I'd just be like, you're going to get sick if anyone breathes near you. So.
Well, yeah, of
that
course.
That is what it is. Yeah. No, that's
perfect. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I said it's what it is. Yeah.
There's no arguing about the evil genius PSYOPs around us. We can't argue with it because it's so good. That's why we're so small.
And they don't
Those
have to.
Kids see, yeah.
They don't have to contend with opposition and stuff. They don't have to. They're at the top, you know, they're the authority. And then just everybody just push crap out. They don't have to worry about, oh, if they find a logical fallacy here, who cares? Just dump more shit out. And then people will just go through it, sifting through it, thinking they're, you know, finally I got them on this point. They'll just go back and change the original point. Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And you spin and spin and spin. Then they'll put some fucking weird, some weird hieroglyphics on it and send it in that weird direction, you know, and.
But the point is, though, if I just to kind of wrap that up for my point, I just thought of another thing. I believe that these people, these cutting edge germ theory people that maybe might resonate more sense to someone like us, Ab, I specifically, I can't speak for other people's opinions, but they do still accept RNA or a thing that is being called RNA as part of the process. It's just a matter of, is it there already? Is it interacting with the system that it's in that's compromised, as opposed to it being something that just like lives on a surface or doesn't live on a surface that we pick up? But it's like the RNA, what they call RNA, that thing that people see under whatever electron microscope, like you can see that, and it's just a matter of like, well, how much does that actually matter that you're even seeing? It's like, you know what I mean?
Well,
it is a real thing.
The microscope is part of the con too.
And what they look for the behavior of it, is that right?
Willow's they just look like for they look for the shape,
the presence,
of it.
That's
it. They don't care about the behavior.
But
care
the presence
about
of it
symptoms.
Doesn't indicate right. But the presence doesn't indicate symptomatic. Or does it? When does? Well, I guess they still haven't said when the contagion window ends either.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't read on any of this stuff. I like to study in the viruses and learning from you guys. You guys tell me all the news. Ab gives me all the real news. I don't know.
SMJ has broken down the history. The electron microscope is another instrument in the deception. Nobody.
It's a tool, but it's like saying a hammer is fake. I've seen electron microscopes. I've used them.
No,
they're not fake.
No. The results are that's suspicious because. Here's technology advancing, doubling of processor power every year or 2 years, whatever it is. We should all have electron microscopes in our hands by now. But the components are as secretive and as elusive as the nuclear reactor cores.
Right. No, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So whatever it is to make a magical electron microscope, you can't get them. So you're never going to have one. You're never going to be able to do one. So forget it.
Well,
you're going to have to rely on the experts to dispense and read them. It's like reading the tea leaves. You can't read someone's palm unless you're an expert.
Well, yeah, it's not a matter of like what are they seeing and how are they seeing it. It's how they're interpreting.
Right. What makes the images? What's making them for realsies? What are they really looking at? How is that deception working? Is layer upon layer of deception?
It's like what's the value of seeing something if the thing you see doesn't function in reality the way that you are you wanted to see
it.
You can see if you're
made up.
Yeah. Right. Well,
why
it's like
are we analyzing NASA's pictures of the Earth when they make them up. They tell us they make them up. They tell us they have to make them up. Now their version of making up is different than what we say is made up. They just say they're composites. They're stitched together. We can't do this. We can't do that. Why are we analyzing their imagery if we know it's fabric? There's no chain of custody on it.
By doing that, though, that's led us to the research that we're on now because they're of the logical inconsistencies. So when something's built on lies, if you actually do use study the same way they do and just actually try to be objective, you'll be able to point out the inconsistencies. So it is valuable to try to at least recreate these claims. And then, they have tons of holes in them, like you're saying.
We can't recreate electron microscope claims.
We can go to, I can go to the community college and look at coronavirus someday under a slide. What that means is a whole different thing, but I can do it. The thing they call coronavirus, the RNA.
Yeah. Well, it's a big lie. It's a tough one to fight. And we have NIAM.
When they were saying that, like, they get people nervous to, like, be around black people in hooded sweatshirts, right? When they go, so then you start looking, so the black person in the hooded sweatshirt is the RNA strand, right? So you just, if someone tells you that it's a dangerous thing, if you see one, you will say, I found one of those dangerous things without even caring about what its actual purpose is in the system. It might just be a black guy walking to the store. RNA might just be there.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Triptimi from Morocco, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Hey, Triptimi, welcome. Come back one day, would you? I think Niam's here. Niam, are you here?
Hey, yep. Good morning, everybody.
Good afternoon, sir. Oh, no. I feel like I've been here. How is...
Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit there. What was that?
I think I saw your governor in... Is it a woman?
Yep. Her name's something Raimondo or something. What did you see?
What did you have to do in Rhode Island today? I don't remember what it was.
I actually haven't heard much news as far as like Rhode Island. But they're kind of like I saw something saying that since the surrounding states are more like they're coming down harder, like Connecticut has like the police are enforcing the grocery store essential transportation order. But Rhode Island, as far as I know, like I can still drive wherever I want without any issues.
Yeah. Where would you go? Are you working now?
No, I'm unemployed.
Unemployed. But,
yeah.
Are you getting federal money?
No. See, I haven't made enough to have to do my taxes in the past.
Oh,
ever? Because I'm only 24. Huh?
How much do you need in the United States to tax?
You need to make at least 15 grand in a year.
Oh, okay.
And I'm only 24, so I've only had like two-bit jobs.
You should be married by now.
I wish, man.
Don't say you're only 24. 24, you're getting on, man. Time to get going.
I know. My dad was my dad had me by this time. Like in the my dad was 25 when he had
all right.
me. But, you know, the whole arrested development, unfortunate.
All right. I'm sorry.
I'll admit it. I should be further along than I am. But
at least you're a fakeologist.
Yeah, at least I'm here. But it's also kind of like a two-sided sword or double-bladed or double-sided
axe. Double-edged sword.
Yeah, because now I don't know what to do.
Cuts
like sometimes, it cuts both ways. Sometimes I wish, like, I could just, I just swallowed the blue pill and you know, but.
Yeah, I always forget what pill is what. I gotta play that clip from, I didn't really buy into the whole, I don't really like the blue-red pill idea, but I guess everyone else does, so.
Well,
it's
easy for explaining, but you're right, it is the false dichotomy of red and blue. The woke versus the,
well, I'm not
the
sheep. With.
But my dad is fully subscribed to the virus being real. And it's just so funny what they're saying on the news. Like he watches like the news on TV, and like he was telling me the other day that now they're saying that the coronavirus has hooks and that it hooks into your lungs or whatever. Sure. And I tried finding I was like Googling like coronavirus hooks and I couldn't find anything on it. So
yeah,
like
it's, maybe you could
it seems
use it
like
for fishing.
Yeah. Right. It seems
it'd
like
be a great lure.
Yeah.
Put
they're
the
just
coronavirus
making up
on the end. Catch a salmon.
Seems like they're just making up whatever they want. Like,
oh yeah,
it's got hooks. Sure. Yeah. Put that out. But,
what exactly would that mean though? Okay. What do we have to do? What can we do with the information?
Yeah. It's like, well, it's just more,
confirmation that it actually exists when it doesn't. So they say we're discovering all these things about it. How about you're discovering nothing about nothing, which equals nothing?
The song
says, nothing times nothing is nothing.
Yeah. The thing that gets me like frustrated is like, you were talking about this the other day, is like all the contradicting information. Like first thing you hear is that it's airborne, yet everybody's like, wash your hands. Like there's like, I'm on CNN now and there's like an article about like what to do to make sure you don't get it. And it's like, it's just like four pictures of people like wiping down TV remotes. Yeah. Keep the coronavirus out of the house with these four steps. And it's a picture of washing doorknobs, sinks, TV remotes, and hands.
You know, I'm hoping this COVID-19 can finally get my wife to start. I've been asking forever.
To do what? You know, sorry, you cut out there.
I'm hoping COVID-19 can get my wife to dust at least weekly.
Oh my god!
I write messages all over the house in the dust that say "dust me," and she doesn't even see them. I said,
"Oh my god!
I know you don't see them because you don't see dust." And I trip over it on the way in the house. So come on, get some dusters going. So if COVID's out there, we've got lots. It's probably all hiding under the dust.
Shit, that's a good point. Is she working? Or is she working from home?
She's a homemade. Well, nice. That's a part of my argument. What are you doing all day? It's great. She's never been sterilization type cleaner. Is there people like that?
Oh yeah, we're
they wait till the big chunks are out and then they get them. The small stuff, no, she doesn't bother. She doesn't.
That's funny. I guess at some point.
I 5 out of 10 for that.
Oh, man.
I mark her needs. I don't give her a letter grade. I just say needs
improvement. Needs improvement?
Then I'll start grading her.
Just give her a satisfactory when she does it.
Yeah, she's satisfactory. That's the best word. I don't know. I don't know if they give out letter grades anymore.
Yeah, letter grades, that's too. The kids wouldn't like it now. It's too mean to the kids who don't
get it. Too judgmental.
Yeah.
You can't have teachers judging students.
That's not fair.
Yeah. Might hurt their feelings.
Right?
Right. Exactly.
You see that YouTube is like turning down the quality of the videos automatically? You could still like switch it to HD, but there's a big
I'm fine with that. I downloaded Unseen Enemy, which nobody cares about. It's a CNN documentary 3 years ago about exactly what's happening now. Now, I haven't seen it. I just saw the trailer. Now, I can't get it on Amazon. I'm an Amazon Prime, but we can't get it in Canada. And you can't use a VPN with Amazon. It's smart. They said, you're using VPN. Stop it. So they caught on to that. So I have to go find it on Pirate Bay to see if anyone saved it. And because it's such a dull, uninteresting story, now, years ago, nobody had. But I finally found one seed on the whole that had, and I have to. But my point being that whoever created the file, they created it in the highest resolution. So the file is mammoth, huge. And I don't really need to see it in high def. I just want the lowest possible resolution. But if anyone wants to see it, I put a link to the magnet on my site. And the show is called Unseen Enemy. It's on Netflix, Amazon right now. Exactly. But it basically is another preconditioning piece of propaganda to get people to accept what's going on now as reality.
Wow.
Has anyone heard of it?
No. And it's from it was like a CNN produced
documentary
movie.
From 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, it seems like they were preparing us for this. Nobody saw
it. Oh, yeah. This germ war was clearly laid out by Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah.
He's in on it up to his eyeballs. If you expect Bill Gates to save the world, the guy that designed Windows, I don't think he had anything to do with it, but he was a front man for Windows, the crap software that has monopolized computers 30 years now. It really gets no better. You know, somebody was complaining online. We still have this problem with Windows Explorer. It still does this. Yeah, he hasn't had to change it because there's no competition. You either take it or you go find something else. Try Linux that nobody really is using or supporting. So, yeah, that's what happens when you let one guy, one entity run everything. It kills innovation. It kills everything. And it's very dangerous when it's government or centralizing power is what this whole thing is all about. Top-down health security management.
Oh, yeah. Like it blows my mind that people are willing to let Bill Gates, or they take him seriously as if he's like some kind of authority on like global health or whatever. It's almost as if like Mark Zuckerberg, like people wouldn't be cool if Mark Zuckerberg was doing what Bill Gates was doing. Sorry, what was that?
Back.
Oh yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, we've got Shello. Are you still there? Doing?
Looks like she's not there.
Well, if anyone wants to join into the audio chat, you can. You think with all these people staying home, not working, be more people here, but obviously everyone is hunkered down. I don't know what they're doing. You can't go to the mall. You can't go to the park. What's everybody doing? Hell is everyone doing if they're not doing research?
Aren't they on fakeologist.com?
I wish, but honestly, what is everyone doing? Isn't anyone wondering what's going on in the world? They're just sitting bapping, I guess. Because they got all the time in the world now. You can't go on vacation.
This stuff's making my head spin, though.
What are you guys doing out there? There's supposed to be 7 or 8 billion of yous out there. Even Africa's got internet now. What are you guys doing down there? What's everybody doing?
Must be catching up on their sleep.
Isn't
most people from Australia in this Discord?
Yeah, this is the Australian Discord.
Yeah.
But I believe it's 2 a.m. there now, so...
Oh, they must
now,
be sleeping.
I know why they're not here. They can sleep now. Go ahead.
Yeah, but where are all the Americans?
Yeah, where are the Canadians? UK people. It's dinner time in the UK. Oh, we know Canadians are clueless. They're not here. My Canada count is low.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've heard anybody else from Canada going through the archives.
No, not really. There's been here and there, but overall, they're computer programmed. You can't do it with them.
Yeah, I like the term fakeologist, because before I had heard of it, I didn't know, it's easier to, describe that line of thinking.
Well, that's why I invented it. I wanted to have my own word, so I invented fakeologist. Of course, I didn't make up the word that exists, but it doesn't mean anything to most people. And then Donald Trump came along and started to call everything fake, so he kind of watered down my brand.
Oh, yeah.
He watered it down to mean a lot less. Although Donald Trump is right, he's a borderline fakeologist.
Yeah, he does seem like a fakeologist.
But you got to realize that he can't be in power if he's going to come out and say what we say. They'll remove him.
Yeah.
They have a million reasons already that they tried to make up. But I still am very worried that something will happen.
Because
I was saying few months ago that Donald Trump was reelected unless something dramatic happens. I was saying that a couple months ago. Okay, now something dramatic is happening. So now I'm not so sure I can even make the prediction that he'll get back in if there is an election. That's how far it's gone in a month.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
It is pretty crazy because I thought for sure that Trump was going to win 2020 again. And
now all bets are off the table.
Yeah, because now it's like they got Biden, who like maybe they didn't do all they want with Obama, or maybe Obama.
No, Biden. Biden is old. Biden is he's almost a place clown. I have no issues with the guy. He seems like a nice guy, but he can't be president. He would be funny because he forgets things, touchy feely. I already said earlier in this call, we cannot have Biden the president. COVID. Biden likes to touch, grabs young girls, kisses them. He can't have that kind of president. Just on that fact alone, with COVID reality, he cannot be president. He won't be. I can't see any way that he's president. Trump, I just am not sure. Something else is going to happen. That's what I mean.
That's a good point. Though, weren't we saying the same thing? Like, what did you think back in 2016? Because I thought for sure there was no way Trump was going to win.
Well, I thought for sure he was going to win.
Oh, yeah.
The minute he put his name in the arena, I knew that we would have a media candidate. There was no doubt. And once everyone else that he was up against had no charisma, they had no media currency, it was obvious that the primaries would take it.
That's interesting. That was long before I was keen to fakery.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Like, I could see it becoming like him being the dictator. Like, if there is an election, like, who knows?
Well, your president is in no way a dictator. Unless your Congress just lays down and your Senate lays down and doesn't do their job, there's no way for there to be a dictatorship. That's the problem with America. That's why it's so hard to get anything done. They set it up in such a way that one guy cannot power.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why Americans don't know their own government rule, because it's clear that you're not set up for him to do whatever he wants. He's only one third of a three-part stool.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder.
We have a far.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange.
Yeah, really. I'm hoping to wake up real soon.
Right? Hey, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Like, I don't think.
Well, every day is interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I don't read the news, and I've been on this call. I haven't heard. Has anything happened today? Monumental?
No, not really.
What's the top story on? You could look at gab.com, gab.com, right?
I'll check there.
News.google.com.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
What is the top story?
On CNN, the top stories: coronavirus patients start to overwhelm hospitals. Grocery store throws out 35,000 in food. They're talking about like ventilators. Dyson designs ventilator in 10 days. It's like nothing like really shocking. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like by this time I was expecting like the whole country to be like locked down, like how Connecticut is right now, where you can't even, or you run the risk of just getting pulled over at random. But it's going to be interesting to see all the people who used to hate the police, like welcoming them, pulling over the the possible non-believers of the virus. Oh, this, take it for what it is, but my sister has a friend in Italy. I'm not sure which part, but she doesn't know anybody who has coronavirus, and she doesn't know anybody who's died from it, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Italy, she in the Po River Valley?
I don't think so. I was trying to figure out, but my sister didn't get back to me.
Yeah.
But just like, oh. Like, do they actually know anybody who has it? She's like, no. I guess wherever that girl is, it's not too bad. Oh, so my sister's friend is in Milan.
Ooh, Milan, that's cool.
Yeah, I saw
that's in the belly of the beast.
Yeah, and she doesn't know anybody who's got it.
Well, my lad's in the middle of everything, I hear.
Yeah, but, like, all of my millennial friends are totally drinking the Kool-Aid for this one. Actually, I have one.
They're on board?
Yeah, actually, I have one friend who, like, he's not a fakeologist, but he, like, really doesn't care about, like, news and stuff. And but, yeah, the rest of them, they're, like, somewhat freaking out.
Are they wearing masks? I see a lot of masks today.
No, but, like, they're social distancing. Like, I've got, like, a core group of friends, and, like, one of them was like, yeah, I'm not, like, I invited them over to,
They said no?
Yeah, one of them said no. I was like, I just laughed. I'm like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, that's funny. Funny. Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I am,
You're lucky, because she probably wouldn't come over either.
Yeah, I'm hoping once it blows out over and, like, whatever, like,
then
social
you'll go
limiting,
get a girlfriend?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking all the realologists are going to be staying home because they're afraid to, they're still social distancing, but all the fakeologists or dormant fakeologists, at least just the people who don't take it as seriously, they're going to go back out and try to continue life where it left off, so.
I'm Man, it's going to be so hard for a young guy like you to get any poontang.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad.
I'm tempted to make a Tinder just to see if there's any fakeologists on there.
COVID-free Tinder?
Yeah. Be like, see if there's any, like, no, actually, the only girls on, I don't know. Tinder's a train wreck.
Is it?
Kinda. I mean, I don't know. It depends on your philosophy. I'm not really a hookup kind of guy.
Good. But, good.
For
you
I mean,
have morals?
For people, yeah, like for people who are into
are you religious?
That, no, I've just been, I don't know. More, I'd say I'm more empathic.
Are you conservative?
Than, yeah, I'm somewhat conservative. Yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I've just
well,
never
good.
Been like a normal guy in that regards.
You're quiet. You're reserved.
Yeah, but yeah, it's either gonna get much harder to find a girl or easier. And it's probably going to get harder, but it'll be hopeful.
Well, it's going to be hard to find a COVID-free girl.
Yeah, true.
That's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, the COVID.
Sec.
Every girl's going to have COVID after this. Like, man. But, hey, and dwell on it. We'll have to see what happens.
Hey, give me a sec.
No worries.
That's all, folks.